B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, Mama Mamas! Happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. Oh, I can't take it much longer. This has been a long, long week. They consummate the trade, right? Think about this. This whole week has been forever. They consummate the trade last week, right? We had the press conference, the whole thing. You know, we know he's not going to play, right, over the weekend. And you got to go through Milwaukee. And then you get all the way to now. Wow. Oh, my God. You want to talk about, this is unbelievable. This wait. It's unbelievable, this wait. Today, I got to tell you, today I had the most difficult time. I was like, wait a second. He's still not ready? We're still not ready. We still got another day to wait. And it's funny because we're in that mode where, you know, after a while, you're like, all right, I'm done. The anticipation's over. We're doing the top 50 anticipation list all week long. And now I'm like, all right, that ketchup's got to fall. I don't even like ketchup. All right. And we got to go now. It's enough. Yesterday, it was a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Gorgeous day. I take Massimo to the field. So we do a little baseball. And there's a jogger that's running around the field. So, you know, runs around a couple times. I'm hitting grounders. Next thing you know, like we meet up. Like we're walking off the field. We're kind of walking to the bench area right near the field. This is the Tunis' old stomping ground, Ella Harris, in Mullica Hill. So then the jogger stops. And he goes, cuz. Hey, what's going on, my man? Dude, I hear you. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but Harden's going to be a disaster.
What?
And I go, come on, bro. I mean, really? He said, listen, I'm not going to argue with you over the trade itself. I get your point of view. I understand that you aren't going to get anything better for Simmons. I get it. But Harden is going to be a disaster. You think you're going to win the title? And I go, they're winning a title. This year, next year, they're going to win a freaking title. I know it. I feel it in my bones. And he said, "I, you know, for your sake, I hope I'm wrong. But I'm telling you, he's going to be an epic disaster." And he gave me one of those. I like the Sixers. You sure you do? I like the Sixers. I'm a Sixers fan. Not to, you know, you Junis, you guys are crazy. But I'm telling you, he's going to be a disaster. He's going to wind up being hurt. You're going to spend all this money on him. He's going to be hurt. He's not going to come through, and all this talk will be for naught. And all right, so now I'm stuck. I got Mossy over here. Like, I wanted to punch the guy in the face. I mean, he was a nice guy. I'm laughing, but, I mean, quite frankly, I'm like, dude, like, why would you say that to me? Like, I'm having a catch with my kid. Like, I'm grandma. Like, I appreciate you. You want to talk? I love talking sports. I can talk sports. People go, yeah, really? You don't mind talking sports? I go, no, I'll do it all day long. I love it. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I don't get tired of it. But, and listen, I'll try to look at something I believe in from a different angle just to hear the other side. I try not to be closed-minded. But my man hits me with this on a gorgeous day. It was like 60 degrees out. And I'm in a great mood. And ever since this guy told me this yesterday, I've been in a lousy mood. Although, not as bad as Tunis. Good morning, Tunis.
What's up, man? How are you?
I mean, dude, again, like, the guy wasn't meaning any harm.
Right. We just don't want to hear it.
Right.
Yeah, let's see a game first. And it's funny you say that. I look to my right. Here's Isaiah Thomas on with Stephen A. How far can KD, Kyrie, and Simmons go? Because that's all they talk about right now is how great the Nets are. And, like, nobody's giving love to the Sixers, which is really weird. I don't understand. Like, he chokes in the playoffs. Oh, yeah, sorry. He choked against the, you know, 73-win Warriors. He choked against the San Antonio Spurs with Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili, and Kawhi, and a younger Danny Green. Like, he choked against those. Can you really choke when you go to six games with those teams? When you're basically by yourself with Clint Capella 1 year, Russell Westbrook one year.
I don't get it, man. Dude, I don't get it. I don't understand it. First of all, I got to tell you this. I'm starting to despise ESPN. Like, I love ESPN. I have a love-hate relationship with ESPN.
Right.
I love the games, and I hate 90% of their personalities. And 90% of all their crap that comes out of it.
Yeah, like it's always a slant toward Philly. Negative.
Well, right? and it's formulaic, and it's who screams the loudest, and it's let me take this side for an argument. I just hate it. I hate it. It just wears me out. There's no fun in sports. Like, one of the things that I love about sports is it's fun.
Yes.
ESPN just saps all the fun out of it. It does. It does. If I hear Stephen A. Smith one more time scream and yell overnight, I can't take it. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's more about the drama than the sport.
It's terrible, though. And the opinions are half-baked. They're ill-informed. They really are. Listen, I mean, I don't begrudge anybody. Listen, God bless. You know what I mean? But, my God. Really? James Harden is an epic disaster. Now, that was the dude on the street.
Yeah, that wasn't ESPN. That was right?
No. Hear me out. He also quoted ESPN.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the talking heads.
It was, who was it? One of their, dudes, I when I tell you, I couldn't even tell you. I just, you know, I go, dude, I don't care. I go, first of all, your first mistake is listening to ESPN. And he goes, well, I'm telling you from my, all right, whatever. How are you supposed to argue with somebody like that? And here's the other thing. Why would you stop your job? He was jogging, right? Why would you stop your workout to come over to talk to me just to pee in my cereal?
He wanted you to know how he felt, man.
No, but really, but what kind of person? And listen,
Probably a non-Sixers fan.
I was cordial.
Or a Negadelphian.
Listen, I was cordial. I just said yes, there's no such thing. I was cordial. No, I think there's an agenda.
Yes.
That's different from Negadelphian.
Okay.
There's an agenda-ridden, there's agenda people. But this dude, and he was, I don't know, maybe, he was probably around my age, like late 40s, early 50s. And like, you know, whatever, seemed like a normal dude. And he says, I'm telling you, epic disaster.
And you know, that's crazy.
And he left. He, you know, I said the goodbyes. And again, what kind of person, like, why would you, like, if I felt a certain way, and like, I knew you, Chunas, like, you, if you loved it and you felt a certain way, and look, it made sense the way you thought, but I believed the opposite, I wouldn't make it a point to come over to you and pee in your oatmeal.
Yeah, I'm not going to go up to somebody that's wearing a Jalen Hurts jersey, having a catch with their kid in the park, going, hey, you know he's not the guy, right? I wouldn't do that. You're hanging out with your son, having a nice day.
Right. I'm enjoying, it's a beautiful day. I'm hitting the kid grounders. Right? I mean, does it get more Americana than father and son at a ballpark at a baseball field.
That's it right there.
And you come over here to basically ruin my, and I have not been right since.
Well, yeah, because you're going to be thinking about that.
You ruined my day.
Dude, you're going to be thinking about that up until tip-off tomorrow night. Once the game starts, I think you're going to forget about it. But up until tip-off, that's going to be on the back of your mind.
Yeah.
You're going to do Cuz's Corner tonight, right? So you're going to continue talking sports. So that's obviously going to still be fresh in your mind. You're going to have a sour drive home from Ben Salem back to the Hill. You'll wake up the next morning and you'll be like, man, that thing's still on my mind. And it will be on your mind until tip-off. Now, you'll have fun during the show tomorrow, for sure. Or you'll try. You'll try to get past it. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things.
I'm already not looking forward to things because you're not here.
Sorry.
No, you remember on your baby moon, which I think is awesome. No, I appreciate that. I'm glad. But I'm already I got a bad attitude.
I had to have the conversation last night. Hey, just so you know, Friday, 8 o'clock, we got to be somewhere with the TV. She's like, okay.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know, we'll probably be at a bar where she'll eat wings.
Yeah, right? She'll enjoy herself.
You know, I'll watch the game, have a beer. It'll be
fun. Right, I mean, it's a great night.
Exactly, yeah.
Come on. That'll be a fun night. We got to see him. But anyway, I don't know if people, I need people's help today. I need them to counteract.
I bet you that guy's not alone. He is not alone, dude. It's weird because we did the anticipation list. And I remember how Harper ran away with that one poll?
Yeah.
I said because a lot of people weren't 100% on board with James Harden. And everything that you said as to why Harden should be higher up on than Harper on the list, in your opinion, is because he means championship. Whereas Bryce Harper kind of means, you know, obviously one of the best players in the league, but so is James Harden, that will kind of bring you out of the mud. Because the Phillies were dreck for almost a decade up until that point. James Harden means title contender. And so you're right in your thought process. But, Ant, when we did the poll, I think a lot of people are still kind of suspect about James Harden. And that's why Harper ran away with it the other day.
I guess.
Because there's always been this negative notion around James Harden.
Listen, I let me just, for the record, all right, I need an enemy, right? So I chose him as the enemy for Brooklyn. Like, he was going to cut, they wouldn't trade him here. So for me, it was easy, right? I always thought he was a stat guy. You know, he loved his numbers. Always thought that, right? That's why I come up with the Hossa. My man's a player, though. He's a baller.
Yes.
He's a great basketball player. Like, what he can do on the floor. And I really believe after getting to know, you know, really understanding, I think I understand him from the people I talk to.
Makes sense.
And I believe that he's here to win. I really believe that. I think that, you know, again, I wouldn't be this excited if I didn't think he's here to win.
Yeah, and I stand by it. He goes to Brooklyn. He obviously, they weren't going to make the trade of Philadelphia out of Houston. So he goes to Brooklyn knowing that he's going to go there to win with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Now, did anybody predict the future of Kevin Durant getting hurt last season and this season? No. Did anyone predict the future of Kyrie Irving? Not just vaccination status, but remember last year he just bounced for a week. They didn't know where he was.
That was the birthday
party. Remember Steve Nash said, I'll be honest, I have no idea where Kyrie Irving is. So did anybody envision that when James Harden went to Brooklyn? No, nobody envisioned that. And I think he went there to win. And look, I can't blame him. Is there do you have a weird thought in the back of your mind that he's out three teams in 14 months? Fine, whatever. But at the same time, I think he went there to make a career decision to try to win a title because that's the one thing that he's missing. He has scoring championships. He has MVP trophies, all-star games. He has everything, max contracts. He's done everything in the NBA except to win a title. And I think that's why he went to Brooklyn. And I don't blame him for wanting to get out of Brooklyn where it seems like it's an absolute mess. And now there's all this fake, oh, we're so excited for Ben. He brings in a breath of fresh air until that collapses again. You know, he didn't practice with the team yesterday. He did individual workouts, but he still did not practice with the team yesterday, Ben Simmons. Like, that's ridiculous. How long is that going to take?
Well, it goes back to what we talked about before, which is it'll take until after March 10th. Right? Like, I saw that too.
Yeah, he'll ramp up in the beginning of March, and then March 13th, the day the next game after the Sixers game will be his debut, and that's in Brooklyn against the Knicks.
Yeah, that'll be that. But I'm less worried about him and preoccupied about Simmons and Brooklyn. You know, I hate Brooklyn. Seriously, I hate it. Hate them. Hate that team. It's great that the fact that we'll actually have a real rival.
Yeah, it is kind of cool.
Other than the Celtics, because that was it, right? So it's like it's nice having another rival that you despise.
Yeah, I do truly hate Brooklyn.
But they're less my... Right now, it's less Brooklyn. It's less about Brooklyn and more about the Sixers. And, like, this dude caused me pause. Like, I had to sit back last night and kind of play it out. You know, like I understand some reservations with Harden, I guess, when it comes to the injury. Like, that's always my... If you ask me my biggest fear with Harden, it's that somehow he'll take care of himself when he breaks down. That's it. On the floor, he's beyond reproach. On the floor, he's a top whatever player.
Yeah, he's a walking 25 and 8 assists.
I mean, he's going to do exactly what you need him to do.
Right.
Yeah, you need him to score, he'll score. The one thing he did in Brooklyn was when you need him to be a point guard, he was a point guard. Mm-hmm. When you need him to score, he scored. Right? When KD was out or Kyrie was out. And he needed to shoulder the scoring load, he did that. So on the floor, I have no worries, no qualms. But of course, that dude yesterday had to hit me where it hurts. And that's the, you know, the hamstrings and break and body breakdown. Now that I don't have a crystal ball. So I can't tell you what happens from here on out. But man, oh man. Like, do you need that? Like, what kind of person does that?
I don't know, dude. I think we should all agree that right now.
I forgot his name. I told me his name and I forgot it.
Brad?
I think it was Jeff, but I'm not sure.
There's a lot of good Jeffs out there.
I know.
That's disappointing.
I know. A lot of good Jeffs. But I think his name was Jeff. I forget. I'm not even sure.
Was your boy Hodge? See jogging around?
No. Dude, when I tell you.
Did he have okay guy tendencies?
No, he just seemed like a normal dude. Like, honestly, he seemed like a normal dude. I'm trying to remember. There was nothing that stood out with him at all. Nope. The only thing I thought was odd was he had on, I'm trying to think. There was, like, no team stuff or no, not that that's odd or anything. But it was like a polo. He was running in a polo shirt.
Oh, that's weird.
Right? I thought that too.
What were the colors? Was it black and white, black and silver, Nets colors?
No. But he was running in like a golf shirt. Like, I don't know.
Maybe he's just on his way back from work.
Yeah, maybe.
I used to run in my Chick-fil-A uniform.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, I'd throw shorts on, but I had the Chick-fil-A.
The polo. Top?
Yeah.
The red one with the
black cuff. Black with the red.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I still have it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a Halloween costume one year.
You should do it. All right. I need your. I need. What do you guys think? Like, be honest with me. I need your honest. I need you to think about this today, and give me your fears, reservations. Maybe you got none. Maybe you got a lot. I don't know. I need. We got to talk about it today because this guy rubbed me the wrong way. Ruined my whole list. 24 hours. Wait till the Tunis tells you what he had to do last night.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Oh, my God.
It'll probably be a morning thought. Sooner. It could be whatever, frankly.
Dude, I'll be honest with you. I was going to bring it up. I'm like, you need to bring it up.
All right.
Your story.
I'll bring it up on the other side.
All right. That's how you reach us. Just getting started on this Thursday. Now, let's talk about LaVusha. How about how cold? Yesterday was beautiful. Today's freezing this morning. In fact, I saw the flake.
You did?
Yeah. Some flakes. Some flakes are hip-hopping around. Yeah. Hip-hop hooray. No, not for the flakes. But listen, I tell you about LaVusha for a reason. Because the weather's crazy, right? We had a lot of winter, and then it got nice. So you got an old roof, siding, and windows, right, that are aging. You may not see it yet, but the weather and the ice and the snow and the melting and refreezing and the cold and the hot, it's going to mess it up. And it can create leaks in an old roof, wreak havoc on old drafty windows and siding. But don't worry, you call Anthony. That's it, man. Anthony Labruschetto Exteriors, the only company I trust to take care of your roof, siding, and windows. Check out Labruschetto's hundreds of five-star Google reviews. See why Anthony's the shingle master. In fact, he's a CertainTeed five-star select shingle master with the best warranty in the business. 50 years from the manufacturer, 25 years on the workmanship. When it comes to your home's exterior, trust me, there's only one, Labruschetto Exteriors. Call him, 610-265-ROOF. Or go to paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com. Labruschetto Roofing, the shingle master.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Attic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Hello.
All right, 10:30. Cross the Delaware Valley. All right, listen, do me a favor. Sit tight. Because we're going to open up the phone lines coming up. But we got to do this because I'll just set it up like this, Junis. Last night, the time was 9:38. So at 9:38, I got a text message, shockingly, from one Junis. You want to take it away from here?
Yeah, so last night I went to the hospital because my wife, who is 7 going on 8 months pregnant, came home. She gets off work at 5:30. Yesterday she didn't get off work till 8. So, you know, that's kind of tough for a normal person who's not 8 months pregnant. But when you're close to 8 months pregnant, you're on your feet from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's pretty tough, right? So she, you know, I just want to eat dinner. I was like, here, why don't you go up to bed? I'll bring you dinner. But we've never done that in our 10 years together. We've never eaten dinner in bed. So I bring her dinner up in bed and it was beautiful.
It's nice. What was it?
Made some pasta and sauce and all that kind of, you
know, nice.
You
know,
out of the jar. Don't worry. All kinds of stuff. And she goes, all right, can I have a little bit more? I'm like, I got you. Don't worry. So I go down the stairs, I fill up another plate. And as I'm walking up the steps, I step on one of her shoes.
Oh. Now,
you know the deal. You know what's going on. I'm in the process of moving at some point soon. Not sure when, but it's happening at some point.
Right.
And so things are in places where they've never been.
Right.
So in our 2 years of this place, in our like 5 years total living together, we've never had shoes on the steps. We just, you know, the steps aren't long enough. So I stepped on the shoe and the shoe went out behind me. Which then meant my foot went out behind me and I fell on the third step. And as I fell, I went to brace my fall. So I guess what I'm trying to reimagine the situation, I'm guessing I dropped the plate to brace my fall with my hands. So I get up, the plate's broken, and Christy goes, are you okay? And I'm like, what? Why is there a shoe? Why is there a shoe here? We've never had a shoe here. I'm like, oh, I can't be mad. She's pregnant.
Right.
Damn, there's a shoe. What's going on here? I broke a plate. I was angry. I broke one of the plates. It's a nice plate. And all of a sudden, I look down, and there's something sticking out of me. And it's the plate. And I just see it, and it just fell on its own. I'm like, uh-oh. I'm like, hey, Christy? She's like, what's up? I was like, I think I stabbed myself. And I lift up my shirt. Sure enough, I see fat. I see blood. And then I see white because I'm like, oh, God, what's happening? Now, for everyone that keeps telling me, stand in front of her during the birthing process, I don't do well with this kind of stuff. So I had it was like a nice inch and a half.
You got stuck.
I got stuck by a plate.
You got stuck.
And, you know, so she puts a bandage on me. And it's not bleeding right away. Like, it's bleeding, but not, like, profusely, which is wild, right? Like, that's the crazy. I thought it was going to be, like, gushing blood. And it's not.
Bloody areas.
Yeah, so I go sit down. I got the cold sweats now.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I sit down.
The cold sweats are no good. When you get, like, that kind of...
Oh, my God, it was terrible.
Puncture.
So she goes, all right, we should take you to the hospital, get stitches. I'm like, let me just see what happens first. Because years ago, when I was in high school, I got cleated when I was catching.
Yeah.
And it looked like the exact same gap. Yeah. Now, the beauty of it was I was catching, so I had my sliders on. So I think that compression for like 8 innings helped stop the blood. The bandage wasn't really doing that after I sat down because it was like right where everything rolls up. So the blood starts coming out more. So we go to the hospital. You know, they're asking me all the questions. Like, is everything all right? I'm like,
wow.
And I appreciate that they do. And I'm like, listen, no, this was just the most freakish accident that I've ever been a part of. I tripped going up the steps and a plate shattered and went into my stomach. So sure enough, I got stitches and I left around 12:30 late last night. And here I am now with stitches in my stomach. And
how many stitches you get?
I don't know. I was looking away, but
you were looking away.
I remember like 4 or 5 pulls.
Wait, stitches or staples?
Stitches.
Yeah.
And it was the dissolvable ones. But I remember 4 or 5 pulls of it, like, you know, my stomach getting closer. So I'm guessing 4 to 5. I've never had stitches in my life.
Well, here's the beauty. You don't have a lot because it was more of a puncture than a slice.
Yeah, exactly. And they said...
slice, you get more stitches.
Right. They said everything looked good. You know, of course, they had to like pour the alcohol in there. And let me say this for the record. No beers, no nothing. I was stone sober when this happened. I just stepped on a damn shoe.
Listen, that'll happen.
And it was like, it was so wild. And like, I was angry that it just happened. Like, I'm looking up at the sky like, yo, dude, listen, what a...
Yeah, because I don't feel like that. I got to go to the hospital to let you don't feel like doing that.
I'm not a peach, but like, listen, what did I do to deserve this? You know, I'm having to talk with the big man upstairs. Like, God, come on, man. Like, we're
come pals. On, bro.
Like, what's going on here? But yeah, so that was crazy. And my very first thought once I got to the hospital was to text you, hey, we have a side topic for tomorrow.
So he texted me.
And my first thought was for the show.
Well, I appreciate that, but listen, he texted me last night, so I'm in the middle of watching the Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
Sam and I are watching Peaky Blinders. He texted me, side topic tomorrow, stupid injuries. I'm at the ER because I was bringing Christy food to bed. I tripped over her shoe she had on the steps. The plate broke and stabbed me in the stomach. Ha, ha, ha. Just waiting to get stitches now. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So... what do I respond to you?
Do you need anything? Do you want me to come get you? And I appreciate you sending all that stuff.
No, but I was worried because first I tell Tam the story. She goes, that doesn't sound right. That sounds shady.
Right.
And then you start to think, I don't know, Christy's, you know,
8 months,
a lot of hormones.
8 months pregnant.
Yeah. Right, like who knows? Maybe she just stuck them. You know what I mean? Maybe she went, whoosh.
Dinner didn't come out good, so...
I don't know. Maybe Christy Stockham. Then I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe did he get in a fight? Maybe there was something happening outside?
When we were in the car yesterday, we were driving to the hospital, and I'm trying to, like, keep myself focused. So I'm like, should I make up a story to make it sound cooler? Or do I just sound like a complete idiot? Not that I did anything dumb, it's just like it was crappy luck.
No. I hear you. But at first, you know, at first when you hear that, you go,
the hell's wrong with this dude?
No, it was more like he's not telling me the real story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I'm telling
you. No, I thought it was like, story. I thought, I was worried at first. I go, this doesn't sound right. I mean, and she goes, that don't sound right. What do you mean, the plate stabbed him?
Dude, it was just.
And I even asked you, I gave you a follow-up text. So explain to me how exactly it happened. Like, did you fall up the steps?
Yep, up the steps.
Because I'm going, it had to be like the perfect scenario for you to stab yourself.
Yeah, like, honestly, I think it's because what I'm trying to replay in my mind is I went to brace myself. Because I went the opposite of the banana fall, the triangle ground fall. I just went face first. Right. I didn't want to hit my face. We got old wooden steps right there, like, tough. So I'm not, you know, there's no carpet on the steps. And so I just went to catch myself. And I guess as I caught myself, my stomach kept on going down. But the weird thing was I didn't feel it.
Yeah.
It's when I then looked down and saw a plate, a shard of a plate sticking out of my shirt. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, so that was wild. My first thought was, all right, what can we do for the show? You know, wild injuries. Because I know people have done it.
So R. Max says, not for nothing, I think Christy owes him one. She needs to make amends.
She's very apologetic because she thinks it's her fault. It's not her fault. We got a lot going on in the house right now. Like yesterday, dude, I was on my feet. I was more relaxed here than I was at home yesterday because I had to, you know, I'm cleaning out the house. I'm doing a lot of kind of stuff right now. And I don't know if my legs were tired. I don't know what it was, but I went down and then all of a sudden there was just a plate. Like deep.
You gotta stop.
Yeah. And of course,
Dustin says your street cred just went up.
Yeah. My buddy texted me. So, you know, a couple of the guys that I go to the beach with often, they're like, wow, it's gonna be awesome for the summer. Just walk around. Cause I got the three magnets right now. I got the ring. I'll have the baby and I'll have a scar on my stomach. So,
scar rules.
You know, I'll just be a magnet at the beach this summer, you know?
That's funny.
Yeah, dude, that's hysterical. It was crazy. Man. And like, I feel bad. I walk in and they're like, oh my God, oh my God. We got to take him to get x-rays to see if he got his lung punctured. And I'm laughing. I'm like, guys, I didn't get my lung punctured. Like it didn't go deep enough to hit my lung and all this kind of stuff. They tried to get me to go do x-rays. I'm like, hey, I don't need x-rays. Can you just stitch me up, please? And so eventually they stitched me up and we moved on. But yeah, like they were so concerned for me and I was laughing because I'm like, this is so ridiculous that this happened. And so, you know, I guess they were finally like, all right, this guy's fine. So they stitched me up.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah. So it was a wild day yesterday. Be careful when you're walking up the steps. It's the one time in our 10 years together I go to bring food to bed.
That's hysterical.
Because we're a dinner table or the couch kind of family.
Yeah.
When we, you know, just the two of us.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? You put your feet up. I got you. Don't worry. You had a long day at work. You're very pregnant right now.
Yeah. Nah, listen, the food
now,
in bed.
Now, listen, she's a freaking hero. Because she's here. She comes waddling down the steps like, yo, let me come take care of you.
Yeah.
And she waddles down the steps and brings me to the hospital.
Jack says, revenge of the conure. Remember that, the bird, the conure?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, dude, I hear you. You know what's funny about the shoes on the step? I distinctly remember always having a shoe in the step.
I did growing up all the time, but we just never. And this is so the way my house works, we have it's three levels. So the first floor.
Right, it's a trinity, right?
Yeah, so like our backyard's on the second floor because we're on the hill of a.
Is your kitchen in the basement? My kitchen's
in the basement, yeah. So the bedroom's on the third floor. So I got up the first flight of steps, no problem. And there's no, that's where you would think the shoes would be because it's by the front door.
Right.
But because the second flight of steps is right outside the bathroom, she probably came home from work, went to go shower, so she just kicked off her shoes right there, put them on the steps.
Right.
And again, 2 years we've been there, we've never had the shoes on the steps.
Dude, you have
a habit, you know what you're doing, you know where you're at. I've walked down those steps in the pitch black drunk before. I know my way around the house.
I will tell you. You know, she's not listening, right?
Probably not.
It's kind of her fault.
She's very apologetic.
Yeah, she kind of should be.
Yeah, it's all good.
You know.
But I felt bad because...
Love her. You know,
I felt bad because now I'm keeping
her
up.
The shoe, like all of a sudden the shoe's out. You know.
Yeah, no, it is. But I wasn't mad. I felt bad.
I think Garmax right. She owes you one.
She was up till 12:30. She should not be up till 12:30 right now. You know, so I give her credit for sticking by me. during that time. Yeah. It was nice. I was in the yard for like 2 hours watching.
Dude, I know.
They had a movie on. It was nice.
You texted me back. I said, let me know when you get done. And you're like, you know, all good, man. Thank you, though. Just got stitched up. It was 11:50.
Yeah, and by the time I did the paperwork and all that kind of stuff, I was out of there at 12:20 last night.
Yeah?
Watched The 18. The 18 was on TV.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Bradley Cooper, your boy. He was in the movie.
Was it because?
Yeah, I liked that. I saw it when it first came out.
I never saw The 18.
It's like a, you know, cheesy action movie.
Is T in it?
No.
Is there a T character?
Yes, like? There is a T character, and he does a good job.
Does he wear chains?
No, but he's got the hawk, and then it grows out into the fro, you know, later in the scenes. And he doesn't have the chains, but he's got the tattoos. He says fool, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He did a good job.
Yeah, he wore the chains, though.
And then Liam Neeson's the head guy.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's actually not a bad movie.
All right.
Jessica Biel's in it, so that adds.
Sure.
That adds to the greatness of the movie.
I get you.
Yeah.
All right, well, freak injuries. Honor of Chunas, don't let his injury go in vain. When you got a freak injury, commiserate with Chunas.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about it.
So I need you to commiserate me with Harden because I had the dude, yes, the jogger, mess up my day. And Chunas had his night messed up by the plate.
I'll be honest, the jogger is worse than the plate stabbing. That's messed up, man. We're so fired up for this debut.
That's what I didn't get, Andrew.
This scar will heal, damn it.
Yeah.
But that, man, that ruined your day for it's still ruining your day.
It is. I was miserable today.
That's a carryover piece.
Exactly. I don't know why either. Like, you really feel the need to do that?
Messed up, man.
It is messed up. All right, let's get to the phone line, 610-632-0975. Let's start it off. Brian, you're on 97.5. The Fanatic. What's happening, Brian?
Yo, boys. Hey, I hope I can help cheer you guys up and Chunas, happy recovery. Or good luck with the recovery.
yeah, please. I need your thoughts and prayers during these these troubled times of mine, Brian.
So I got some poetry that will hopefully make you guys feel better. I actually got to go real quick, so I'll make this fast. But here it is, my poetry debut on 97.5. The process till now has felt like fate. The trade went down, and in anticipation, we've had to wait. JoJo and Harden together is a dream team that's more than great. Screw ESPN, the media, and all the haters. Let them hate. Please, Chunas, stay away from the plate. But come summertime, there'll be no denying it. We're going to celebrate.
Oh, dude, I love it. Way to go, bro. Off the top of your head, that quick, man. Yeah, you need to put it in the plate.
Had to throw it in.
I love it, Brian. You're the man, buddy.
Let's go Sixers, and I got to go.
Play the song for Brian. Play the song, Chunas. Thank you, Brian. That was fabulous.
So do I become a paper plate family from here on out?
Okay, so I'm a king of paper plates.
Are you?
Well, my house.
Yeah.
Dude, the minute you have kids.
I got you.
You go to paper
Game
plates.
Changer. Okay.
All right. But here's the one. Just remember this. You can't do the pasta off the paper plate.
Yeah.
Pasta's got to be a dish. You had the pasta.
And that's what we did last night.
So you got to have the dish for the pasta. Everything else. There's a lot of items that you could use the paper plate for.
Yeah. I like a paper plate. Just get out of
there. You know, you throw a chicken cutlet on there. Right? You know, any kind of sandwich. Paper plate. You know, you could even do it. You know, grilled chicken. Paper plate. Just can't do the pasta.
Yeah, makes sense. Right. Well, what about like the real, aren't there like the really strong paper plates that you could probably do the pasta?
Nah, you don't want to do that still.
No,
it's
okay.
Still, you just don't even want to do it. There's a gloss. And
I got you.
You want to do the clean plate.
Yes, you don't, you know, no gloss.
You know what I mean? And there like you said, like if you're going to do it up, you're going to make a steak, real steak.
Yeah, you go plate for this.
You got to go real.
Yeah,
plate.
Of course.
Even when collect the blood or whatever it's called that we learned it's not blood, that I like to drink with wine.
Could have had mine last night.
Yeah, you know.
Here's the other thing. Last night, so she's poking around, making sure everything's good. And she was fantastic. I forget her name, but the physician at Lankinall last night was fantastic. But she's poking around, and she goes, all right, I'll be back with the stitches. I was like, all right. And, like, nothing happened after she poked around. She's gone for, like, 20 minutes because she's probably like, all right, this guy's fine. Like, let me go take care of somebody else.
Yeah.
And then I guess she did enough poking around that she hit a sweet spot. All of a sudden, I'm like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah. So Chrissy's like, So she runs out.
You start bleeding. She started really bleeding.
Yeah, she had to get gauze.
Wow.
Like,
really?
Like, it wasn't enough where, like, they needed to get blood for, you know, to replace. But, like,
right.
It was kind of just all sitting there until she started poking around to look at the wound. And then all of a sudden, there was a spew. I was like, wow. You know, it's like the movie.
The spew is that, and, you know, that's the thing. And you're like, you don't feel like going.
No.
You know what's funny?
I'm listening to beeps from the machine all day.
I'll give you one, right? That happened to me. So, my aunt, my grandmother, and cousin Joey had the dog. They had this dog, Fuji.
Okay.
Right? And, you know, and Fuji was a Pekingese. And he had that. You ever see the Pekingese face?
Yeah.
With the buck tooth?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he was a miserable dog. Like, we loved him.
Yeah.
Because he was basically the only dog that I didn't have a dog. So, the Fuji was like, you know, quasi our family dog.
Yeah,
too,
I got you.
We shared in with the family, right? But he was a nasty dog. Like, he had a mean streak.
Okay.
And he was, and he only had one testicle. And we think that that's why he had, it was mean.
That's a huge loss.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, one ball Fuji. Yeah. I can't, listen. What are you going to do? Like, I feel bad, right? The other one never dropped. What are you going to do? So, I guess that's why he was in a bad mood all the time. Anyway, we were messing with him. I was messing with him. You know, they would hold him. And, like, I picked him up. And he didn't want to get picked up. And he bit my nose.
Oh, no.
And I literally stood up. You know, when you stand up, like, instinctively?
Yeah.
And Fuji was hanging from my face.
No.
Yeah. Look, the tooth was pierced my nose.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, so he was stuck. It was like, I still got the scar. And it was like the tooth pierced the nose, and it was in a spot where it was strong enough to actually hold
him
by my nose. So they had to get him off, like, and Cookie got him off.
And then it'll probably lift and my pull. Mouth,
right. Because I was like, yes. You know, and the dog, you know, and Fuji's hanging from my nose. And then we had to go get I had to go get stitched because I was
the nose
was messed up. You know what I'm saying?
My God.
And of course, they ask you, like, what was it? So I had to lie and say it was something. I forget what, a fork. I don't know, it was a freak accident, I said. But I didn't want to say it was Fuji because, you know.
Maybe they put the dog.
They put the dog down.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can't.
Gonna work. You're a foxhole guy. For
yeah, I don't want to mess the Fuji up. You know what I'm saying? Sin. You know. Yeah, but it was in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
We all have those days.
I should have picked him up. He was in a bad mood. Anyway, so freak injuries in honor of the Chunas.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And the Harden thing, because that freaking bastard, that dude. A rotten creep.
Not Harden, the jogger, in case somebody just tuned in.
Yeah, in case somebody tuned in, the jogger. Yes, I was at the ball field with Massimo. And it do ruin my day. Said Harden's going to be an epic disaster. Anyway, we'll discuss. It's Cuz Ready with the Tune. It's 97.5 The Fanatic. All right, let's talk about NJ Dive for a second. Because let's do the math here. You know, you might in the mode of trying to feel better for the spring. Look, we're still in Feb. It's only the 24th. And you can lose up to 40 pounds. How about this? In 40 days. You can lose, in fact, a guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days with NJ Diet. I mean, this program's unlike any other diet plan. It starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements that are based on your hair and saliva and blood work. And then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet workout regimen to help you keep it off. NJ Diet's with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. And you also get the doctor's personal email, phone number. NJ Diet is all natural. There are no shots and no hormones, no surgery, no feeling hungry, no awful prepackaged foods. You know what that is. They're horrible, right? You don't want that. The NJ Diet, man, they recalibrate your system. Locations, Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, Cherry Hill. From home, live online video consultations. Just call them. All right, 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET. Or go to njdiet.com and lose the weight for good.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
We share. I got bit by a one-ball dog. Pekingese.
Now my buddy Schaefer checks in. He says yes. I should pick up the skeet shooting and take revenge on
the plates. I like that. Pull. Go ahead, Tunis.
Damn plate.
You could have that dude, by the way, the jogger. Jogger who peed in my Cheerios yesterday. No good.
Sorry, you don't eat Cheerios anyways.
I don't, but I was looking for, you know, my soup. No good. Let's go to Tony. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Tone.
Cuz, that, yo, the dog with the one testicle is hilarious. Yo, you are crazy, man. That is hilarious. That story is hilarious.
The best, I went out that night, right? After we were in the hospital. It was Saturday, right? So, but Cousin Joey and I go out. I had the tape on the nose.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I was telling everybody I was in a fight. You know, I'm a boxer. I was lying up and down, man.
That's a great story, man. Tunis, I'm glad you're feeling all right.
I'm good, hey, thank
you. Because I got you, cuz, on this one. Because I've been a James Harden fan from day one. I just want to talk to, this is for Stephen A. Smith and that jogger.
Nice.
It's two points I want to bring up. Since when did the law of trading change? I thought 90% of the time, whoever got the best player won the trade.
Right?
Is Barrett not a top 75 player in NBA history?
Mm-hmm.
He's not. Is Ben Simmons even in the top 300 of NBA players all time? No. Ben Simmons was not going to play for us. We got rid of him, his contract. We flipped Ben Simmons. But James Harden, only thing we really lost was a backup center and Seth Curry. We couldn't get Ben Simmons for De'Aaron Fox 2 weeks prior to this trade. I think half the city is probably Sixers fan, but they're not basketball fans. There's no way in the world you can tell me that getting James Harden for just, you know, for a player that was never going to play for you, and you flipping him with a backup center and Seth Curry is not winning this trade. Stephen A. Smith, I love him, but he's an idiot for that statement.
Yep.
James Harden is one of the best players in NBA history. You flipped him for Ben.
Yes.
People, y'all got to stop tripping.
Yeah, and you know what? See, Stephen A., what makes me mad about Stephen A. is he knows better. This is just like
he knows exactly, because, you know? He knows. We know he knows better. It's not because you're not missing. Take Ben Simmons out of it. Because Ben Simmons was never going to play for us again, and he was eating up our, you know, the cat's face. We got rid of Drummond and Curry.
Yes.
For Beard Harden.
Yes.
That's like the equivalent of getting something like Kobe Bryant back in the 90s and giving up a backup center. I mean, you know, it's something on that level. You're getting an all-time.
Yeah, you're giving up Kwame player. Brown.
Yes, for Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
First ballot.
Tony, you're the man.
It's stupid to even think, to even have that. Ben Simmons, who is Ben Simmons in his league? You're playing 4 or 5 basketball with 3 minutes to go in the game every night. What coach, once he start playing, every coach in the league, regular season player, are going to follow him. It's like having Shaquille O'Neal at point guard.
Amen, brother. Tony, yes. Tell Tunis what to do.
Play the song, Tunis.
Play the song for Tony. Thanks. Any more of that today? Yeah, I think he did. Any more of that today? The more I think about it, You're not supposed to jog with a golf shirt on.
No. That's a weird move.
You know what I mean?
Especially because, let's face it, so he probably lives around there.
Yeah.
Like, I get the, hey, you're coming home from
listen,
work.
Listen, now, the first time I've seen this dude, and now here's a problem, right, is that we're starting baseball soon.
Yeah, you're going to see him more often.
I'm probably going to see this dude because he obviously jogs around there.
Next time you see him, he won't be wearing a polo, and you'll probably be like, I had that influence. He might be listening.
Really?
He's listening. Maybe he's listening right now. You know. He claims he's a Sixers fan, so we're also going to listen.
I don't know. He didn't sound. You know when somebody, I'm a Sixers. It was like, I didn't believe him.
Yeah, or he's like a casual. So, like, he's probably in Friday night.
Well, I mean, he knew about Hart. Like, if you're a casual,
so he's probably in tomorrow night. He's excited.
If you're a casual, you should know better.
But he's not going to watch middle of the week.
I mean, like, if you're a casual, he thought he was an expert about Harden.
Hmm.
If you're a casual, you're just going to be in. Like, you're not, you're not going to dissect it.
That's
epic
true.
Disaster, he said.
Yeah,
epic.
Come on, man.
Let's talk to Stevie. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's happening, brother?
Quick thing with Simmons. He had that thing where he didn't want to play in game 7 because he thought he had contact with COVID. Didn't they have to hide Iverson's jersey so he couldn't play?
Yes.
That's pretty weak.
That would be correct.
It's pretty sad. And real quick, spring training. Is that not happening now?
Well, it looks kind of tough. We'll see.
I bought tickets down in March. My parents live in St. Pete, and I bought tickets in the middle of March hoping to go see some games, but I guess it's not going to happen now.
Yeah, probably not, but, we'll see. Right now, I mean, if they're able to get any kind of momentum, you could still salvage some of it, but
The league said they need to come to a decision by Monday for the league to start on time.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So that also means, spring training.
Right. Okay, real quick, my freak injury. So I'm down in Puerto Rico on vacation. I'm about 12 years old. This is like 2004. My grandmom's house. And so across the street, there's a basketball court. So I'm going to go play basketball with my dad. She has this metal fence surrounding her yard. It's about waist high, so you can kind of hop over it. So, but on top of it are these like decorative metal like spikes. I put one foot in between the spikes, go to step over, and my foot gets caught. I fall, and one of those spikes impales on my leg. Right, huge hole. This is my second day of vacation. I have this huge hole in my leg. So,
now you're in San Juan. Am I right? Correct here.
I'm on the other side of the island in Moca. That's where she lives.
Oh, jeez.
But you can see the bone and everything. It's horrible. I wrap some towels around it, and my mom and my grandma, they're all out shopping, right?
Oh,
so nobody's home, and this is 2000, whatever. Nobody has cell phones. So I just sit there with a towel around my leg for an hour until they come back. We go to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
They take me in a wheelchair, and they put me back right away, right? And everyone in there's a bunch of people in the waiting room, and they're all mad. They're like, why did they let this white guy go? Why did they let this white guy go? And my grandmom grabs some guy by, my grandmom is Puerto Rican. She grabs some guy by the throat. She's like, I am Puerto Rican. I am Puerto Rican. And cops have to pull her off of him and stuff. It's crazy. My grandma was fighting people in the waiting room.
So hey, man, she could throw down, man.
Yeah, long story short, I got 11 stitches in my leg, and the rest of my vacation was ruined. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah. You can go. Did you go in the water? Could you go in the water or no?
I went in the pool that we had a pool where. But, I was kind of nervous about that.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Wow. Freak injury. Like, that sucks, Stevie. Good stuff.
Yeah, the vacation.
But the vacation freak injury sucks.
My parents went on their honeymoon, I think in Jamaica. I forget where. And my mom got sick the first day, whether it was drinking the water, we don't know exactly what it was. They were there for 6 days. She was in bed for 5 of them.
See, that sucks.
That's not their honeymoon, right?
Yeah.
So like, and she'd tell my dad, go do something. And he would go out for like literally 10 minutes and be like, I feel terrible. So he'd then go back and they just sat, no TV in the room.
Oh, I had a similar story to that. So, Anthony is before Massimo was born. So he's 2.5, 3, right? So we have the bright idea that we're going to go to Italy. All right, let's go to Italy. We'll take Anthony. He's a good baby. Like, he's a good, you know, at that point, he was 2.5.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was good. And he was good. Like, during the flight, the whole thing, nothing. Not a pee. He was great. That's right? Awesome. Awesome to travel with. So we go, we're in Venice. And we're going to go from Venice. We're going to take a train to see Marco in Croatia.
Okay.
All right? We're going to actually, we're industrious. We're like, Anthony can roll with this, man. He's the coolest. So we're all about, well, all of a sudden, Anthony starts being flush, right? Got a fever.
Oh.
Now, the poor kid, now I feel horrible, right? Because I take the kid to Europe, and the kid is a fever. Now, we got to go. Now, again, you got to go get a doctor.
Yeah.
So I call for the doc, you know, we go to the hotel gets the doctor, comes in. So the best is, the dude comes in, he's got the stethoscope, right? He's got a bag.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I don't know what was in his bag. It could have been a salami sandwich in his bag. All right? Because he walks in, he puts his hand over Anthony's head.
Yeah.
Right? And he goes, antibiotic. Nothing.
He knew right away.
No, he don't do anything. He just put his hand on his head and goes, antibiotic.
And here you are cutting a check
for
the at-home visit.
Yeah, right. And he goes, 300 euro.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God. Well, that was my fault for, you know, where we brought him. But he was fine. Then, now we can't go meet Marco in Croatia.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So we're stuck. No, not stuck, but we're stuck in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
For, you know, till the poor kid's fever breaks, and then it's sin.
Right.
You know? And then we, you know, you fly home, and that was like vacation.
That sucks.
You know? But the guy goes, 300 euro. First he goes, antibiotic. All he did was put his hand on his head. Like, I could have went to the freaking pharmacy myself.
Yeah,
I
got
the
got it, right.
Right, so
you needed to slip first.
I had to duke the dude 300. Which was more than that. It was like 400 because of what a euro was back in the... This is years ago. Back in the day.
Yeah.
It's like 10 years ago. And then you're stuck. And he didn't do nothing. And I know he had a sandwich in that bag. Al dottore. All right.
Did he have the white coat on when he came
in? No. Are you kidding me? He had like a members only jacket. I swear to God, I was like... I even told my wife, I go, yo.
Is this guy real?
Is this guy a doctor? This guy don't look like a doctor. They got him like, they gave him a bag. He's really like the janitor.
Janitor, yeah.
And they gave him a medical bag. So they go up to room, you know, 842. Let's go to John. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Johnny.
How you doing?
What's up, John?
Oh, yeah, I just got a quick freak accident story for you. About a year ago, or it was July, actually, of last year, I was out on my back deck grilling some burgers, and I didn't have any shoes on. And that's something I do all the time, you know, a nice summer day. I'm not going to throw shoes on to go out on the back deck. And I'm standing out there grilling, and takes me about 20, 25 minutes to get all the burgers done. And I bring them back inside, sit there, let them rest for a few minutes, and go sit down, and look down, and the bottom of my left foot is like a balloon, like just complete blister from toes to heel.
Oh, man.
And it turned out that the deck boards were too hot, and I burned my foot, and I've got a pretty long...
But you didn't feel it?
Yeah, I mean, I could feel that it was hot, but I couldn't...
What are you, walking on hot coals?
Nah, man, it was just like a deck board, like normal, like, I guess, like...
Johnny,
wood. I mean,
you got a blister from head to toe, from heel to toe, because the deck board blistered, seared the bottom of your foot.
Well, yeah, because I was standing, where I was standing, my right foot was like in the shade of the grill, but my left foot was standing on a deck board that was in the sun all afternoon. And it just, I was standing out there in the same spot for 20 minutes. My left foot ended up getting second degree burns on the bottom.
Yeah.
And
yeah, tough foot.
I'm a little confused by the fact that you didn't feel your foot cooking like it was on the grill.
Well, okay, so I'm diabetic, and I've got reduced feeling in my feet.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes sense now. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm about to put you in walk on hot coals like they do in Hawaii.
It didn't feel any different to me. Like, I honestly didn't have any idea.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I went to the ER that night, and they told them the story, and they were flabbergasted. I mean, they hadn't heard anything like that.
Yeah, that's a freak accident, brother. The burgers, it's a shame, man.
The thing is with that, like, that ended up devolving into me getting all five of my toes amputated. Like, the injury just got worse with infections and stuff.
I
traded five toes for those eight burgers, and I didn't even get to eat them.
Oh, dude, that's a horrible story.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, John. Yeah, listen, hang in there, man. Jeez, what? That's not a freak accident. You get stabbed with a plate.
Man, I just got stitches. Like, I'm
good. Poor guy, that's a sin.
Well, sorry to hear that, John.
Yeah, that's rough. You lose the toes. I mean, that's worse than that's a horrible story.
That stinks. Yeah. I got a couple on Twitter. Molly checks in. She tore her meniscus sophomore year of high school just standing up out of her desk.
What?
Yeah, she just stood up, and I guess she stood up weird.
And did your meniscus?
Tore her meniscus. There's a couple of these freak ones. Luis, our man who's been checking in the last couple of days, calling you the pole tyrant. He tore his ACL going into his car 5 years ago. His foot slipped on the rubber mat, and his knee just did a 90-degree turn.
Oh, that's bad. See, that sucks. Like, listen, you get hurt
in the car.
Like, if you get hurt playing ball, you go, whatever, I got hurt playing ball. Okay.
Hey, it's time to hang it up.
But you get hurt slipping on a mat in your car.
Standing up from your desk at school.
Oh, that's like, bad.
That sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. That's a bad one. Jackie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jackie.
Hi, Anthony.
What's going on, Jack?
How are you?
Good.
All right, this is a story. I went to go visit my son in Bali, Indonesia 2 years ago. So he's like, Mom, you know how to ride a moped? I'm like, yeah, I rode them in Key West. So we go, and, you know, they speak whatever language they're speaking. I don't know what they're saying. So they put me on the bike, and they're like, here's the throttle, here's the brake. Lightly do the throttle. Well, I don't do anything lightly. I hit the throttle, went right across the road into a ditch. The moped goes on top of me. This is the first day of vacation now, literally. I don't even know if I blacked out. I just remember them coming over, and they hooked the bike off me, and I got up, and I had no toenail, right? And my hand was hurting. So I'm like, okay, this is the first day. We're there for 2 weeks. So I'm like, all right, it'll hurt. It'll get better. So as the days go on, it starts to get black. Like, it's literally turning black.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, okay. But we're going to climb a mountain. There's a big mountain in Indonesia, in Bali, where they wake you up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and you go up it, like 2 o'clock in the morning, you start climbing this mountain. And believe me, it's a mountain. It was treacherous. And I only had one hand because my hand was, I just went and got 8 bandages and wrapped it. Because I didn't think it was anything. I really didn't think it was wrong because it didn't hurt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wait. So now we're there, and I'm like, all right. Well, let me think about it. Maybe I'll go to a doctor. Well, I'm a grandmom, and they will call me Gigi. Well, all the friggin' doctors over there are Dr. Gigi, and they're in strip malls. And oh, and by the way, you can get a pap smear while you're here. Like, craziest thing. I was like, I'm not going there, you know. So finally, we're got.
Oh my God! Like,
for Rothman. So I say, man, make me an appointment for my hand doctor. So I walked in there. He looked at my hand. He went, surgery, Thursday. This is Tuesday. I was like, what? He goes, if you would have waited like 2 more days, he goes, we would have had to re-break your whole entire hand.
Oh, my God. What?
And my hand is still crooked. My pinky finger, it's still not right.
What was your son doing in Bali?
He teaches English to Chinese children through FaceTime.
Wow, he's still there in Indonesia?
Now he's in. Now he's in Thailand. He's been gone 5 years.
Oh my God, dude, you got to be dying.
No. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're like, what? Oh, my God. I give you a lot of credit, Jack.
Yeah, I climbed that mountain at 27 years old.
Guess what? You rock, Jack. That's a great story. You guess what? You're tough, man. All right? I love that.
Thank you.
That's because you're from South Philly, all right? That's
you
right.
Got Second Street, baby.
Jack, thank you, sweetheart. That's awesome. Take it easy.
You know what? All these stories.
Oh my gosh, she climbed a mountain.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What?
You know how? Why is it that all these stories, when it's vacation, it's always the first day?
Yes,
it's always the first day.
That's a truism.
I'll bring up my parents again. Every year they rented a shore house with all the Lithuanians that they grew up with.
Oh, right? Did they? Oh, that's great.
So all the guys are running ball one day. My dad tears his ACL on the first day.
First
day. They run in the shore house for the week.
Yeah, but guess what? ACL, you can get, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but like all these things are first day. Like, listen, I don't think I want to travel home like feeling like crap, but at least I got the first 5 days of my vacation in normally. It sucks. All these injuries are always, first day vacation, man.
I know. Auntie's sick was like a couple days.
Yeah, now you're just sitting in Italy doing nothing really for a few days.
Exactly.
That sucks.
No, I know. But the ACL, you can get around. I tore mine in Atlanta.
Oh, man.
I was playing. Where there was like some club. In fact, Dale Davis was in the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was some health club. And the Mets, I was covering Mets Braves. And I knew it. Like, that pop. Like, you knew
it. My dad said he thought it was a gunshot.
And then so the next day I went to the Mets trainer, and he said, because you tore your ACL. It was that night, actually, because I had to cover a game.
Okay.
So I went that night. I was limp.
You're hobbling.
Right. He's like, what's the matter? I tell him. He takes a look at it. He goes, yeah, you tore your ACL. He said, you're good for the rest of the trip. When you get home, you're going to have to get surgery.
Yeah. Another one, my dad, again playing basketball. Maybe he should have hung him up a while ago. He got elbowed in the face. His teeth went through his lip. Also,
that's bad.
Still first day vacation, right? Because they did this thing. They did this every summer. They did this every summer for like a day. It was BC, before children. And so the entire vacation, he was drinking beer out of a straw.
Oh, that's terrible.
He went through. Like the entire bottom lip.
Through the lip.
Multiple teeth.
Yeah, dude, that's terrible.
Yeah, so he had to drink out of a straw the entire vacation, which at least he still got the drink, you know.
Yeah, but still, that's a bad. Chew through the lip.
Yeah, that's
nasty. That is nasty.
Those lithos, man.
Yeah.
Play tough.
Yeah, well, listen, you're throwing bows.
Yeah, man.
You're throwing bows. That's it. I was ready with the Chunas hanging. Thursday, one more day to wait until the beard.
Oh, this is Andrew Salchunas. And let me tell you about the second half of the NBA season, because it's here. Now turn every Thursday into payday with NBA on TNT on FanDuel Sportsbook. In partnership with Valley Forge, win or lose, FanDuel's giving all customers $10 back every Thursday in site credit. Just bet a $10 or more same game parlay on any NBA on TNT game. Now, obviously, I cannot wait for March 10th, right? Because our squad will actually be playing TNT Thursday night, and we'll be able to watch our squad take on Brooklyn, so we'll see who's playing. But tonight, Brooklyn's actually in action, and they will have nobody. So take Boston, all right? Take Boston to win the game. Put up a bunch of props for Boston. Maybe you go with some props for Seth Curry, because he's the only guy that's going to be scoring for Brooklyn. Grab the over and rebounds for Andre Drummond. But other than that, go with Boston, because you know they're going to win this game. It's in Brooklyn, so no Kyrie, no Kevin Durant, no Ben Simmons, you name it. Win or lose, you'll get $10 back in site credit with TNT Thursdays. It's the perfect way to turn a small bet into a big-time score. And win or lose, you're guaranteed to get $10 added to your account. If you're new to FanDuel, just sign up with promo code Fanatic to make every moment more this NBA season. That's promo code Fanatic, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 plus and present in PA. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Across the Delaware Valley. Don't forget, our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers. That's where Philly gets engaged. Hey, coming up, you know what happens at 12? That's knockout time. Yeah, knockout. Your chance. We only got two more times. We're going to be qualifying. We only got two spots left for us. Now, Mikey Miss has you twice today and tomorrow. And Johnny's got you one more time tomorrow morning. You know the times, 8 a.m. with John and Jamie, Bobby, and Pat. And, of course, noon with us and 4 o'clock with Mikey Miz, Tyrone, and Jen. That's the deal. Knockout's got a hot ticket. Hot ticket, March 2nd. Home debut for the Beard.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to see him.
How great is that, that our knockout?
I can't wait to watch him.
Oh,
I know.
My God, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Friday night, tomorrow night's going to be just an absolute joy. And then a Sunday matinee game.
I got something to look forward to. You know, it's been a tough sports week.
Yeah, it has been. I mean, you know, Flyers are giving us nothing.
Oh, yeah. They're horrible. They're beyond bad. I have to say, I will tell you this. TNT hockey's pretty good.
Yeah.
They do a nice job.
They do.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know.
But I'm stuck. Look, last night you had the Coyotes. And the Kings.
Well, the Flyers are affecting my NHL enjoyment, period.
I agree.
I'll be honest. Like, listen, when the Phillies are bad, I can watch Blue Jays, Rays. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'll get through.
Yeah.
But the Flyers are like affecting, like, I'm just watching the rest of these teams and I'm like,
yeah, I know.
What the hell, man?
I went late, like, we spent the prime time watching the Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
But I missed the Xavier Providence game. My buddy Boos said it was a great game.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. College hoop, man.
I missed
around
it
the corner,
too.
Brother.
I missed it too last night.
Well, listen. You know, you're just walking around with a plate stuck out of you.
Brad emails me a story. He goes, longtime listener, so I appreciate you listening, Brad. His second job is a bartender at a local Outback. He said it was early in the night, there was only like one guy at the bar, and I was talking to a couple sitting at a high table while standing in front corner of a U-shaped bar. As I turned around, I caught my knee on the speed rail on the front of the bar glass chiller that was behind him. He fell, and he was on the floor, and he was embarrassed, right?
Right, yeah, you're embarrassed. Right?
So as I'm getting up, I'm assessing the pain, and I'm like, man, my hand kind of hurts. He looks down, and his pinky is pointing at about 9 o'clock from about my first knuckle to the tip. He said picture attached. He did not attach the picture, and I appreciate you for not attaching it because hand and toe injuries freak me out.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Why?
Dude, I don't know. Listen, for me, it was weird last night. Yeah, dude, that freaks me out. It freaks me out, dude. I don't know. The first day I met Baldy, when Baldy shook my hand and like his pinky touched like my wrist.
Yeah, his 90-degree hand.
It freaked me out. Like, obviously, last night I got weirded out by seeing the own fat inside my stomach almost going down.
Yeah, you're not a big doctor guy.
No, but like, dude, when I remember when Kevin Ware, his bone popped out?
Yeah.
I had no problem seeing that.
Really?
None.
I would think compound fracture would get you.
No, but I think it's because I've broken my thumbs and my toes multiple times.
The bone coming out of the skin is a compound. That's nasty.
Yeah, no, I was actually okay with
that. Because you seem squeamish a lot.
Yeah, no, I think last night was squeamish because, like, oh my God, I have a plate sticking out of me right now.
I get it. But, like, if you're worried about fingers, I don't understand.
That freaks me out. But anyways, he ended the email with a total freak injury. Play the song.
Oh, here you go, Brad. Let me get to Dez up here. Dez, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Dez.
Chewing this. Play the song.
Oh, like a back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
That's good. What's happening, Desiru?
Man, y'all talk about a freak accident? I got one for you. That's when I was a kid. I'm going to go back 88. This one, St. Christopher's was still on Lehigh Avenue. I jumped out. I was a huge wrestling fan. Still a huge wrestling fan. Remember how some of the wrestlers used to come down and jump over the rope?
Yeah. You were like Jimmy Snuka.
Right. So I'm in the bathtub. Marble floors. Around, splashing, playing around. So I decided, I said, let me jump. I jumped out the tub, slipped. Forehead slammed against the toilet bowl.
Oh, get out!
That's a huge loss.
This is a bad summertime, so it's blood everywhere, hot, just everywhere. Man, they take me to St. Christopher's, so they take me away from my mom. So the doctor asked me, doctor, like, so kid, what happened? I said, man, like, your mom do this? I said, no, my mom ain't do this, man. I jumped out the tub. I'm a huge wrestling fan. I jumped out the tub and slipped. Soon I said I was a huge wrestling fan. He's like, yeah, that's what they said. Don't try it at home. They mean it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and listen. Yeah, like right away he's going to ask about mom, right? Like, oh, my God, God forbid, right? And then, right. Yeah, you got to do that. And it, but no, I, oh, my God, you poor thing. I can imagine you, like, right you're super fly right snooker.
Yeah. Super fire, Jimmy Snuka, like huge wrestling fan. I jump out the tub, lose my balance, slip, boom, just everywhere, blood everywhere. Man, but
so you lost the fight.
I'm tired of the national media.
Yeah, man.
I am so sick of the national media. Like,
yeah,
even when it comes to the birds, this, when it's like when the Philadelphia involved outside of the Phillies and the Flyers, but it's like when it comes to the Sixers and Eagles, the national media, see, like it makes it its business. To find the negative note. The negative never pay attention to the positive what's going on. Like, we just got a bona fide superstar.
Yeah, I didn't understand how you could not like it. Like, when I tell you about that jogger who hit me yesterday, I'm like, dude, really? Like, you know, and he, I get what you're saying, but it's going to be a disaster. Well, what's the alternative?
Everybody think, oh, Ben going to Brooklyn, like, oh, that's the person. How? Like, We needed somebody to space the floor for Embiid. Even though Embiid been
right.
Playing a monstrous season, even though two consecutive monstrous seasons, but he just needed somebody to help to carry the load. At times sometimes he has his low moments in games, especially some of the home games. He's like he averaged 40 on the road and like 25 at home. So it's a big difference when you're at home. So now he's got Harden to kick that load off him.
And then, like, it's not even close. You're right.
To help Tobias, everybody keeps talking about Joe and James.
Yeah,
good. Keep talking about Joe and James. This everybody thinking about Tobias. Let him get quietly get that 25.
I was funny. I was saying that, and right away he got hit me with the jogger. Hit me with the Casper. And I'm like, dude, he hasn't played with. Let him play with James Harden now as the third guy. All right. I just, you know what? I just want them. I want them to win so bad sometimes that I just to stick it up their geegees.
All
of them. You know what I'm saying? That's great stuff, brother. Thanks for sharing that story, babe.
I got another tough one.
The kid stuff is the tough. What's that?
Oh, yeah. So Steven checks in. Oh, I just want to say, fortunately, everything's okay. Freak accident. Back in 96, he was cutting grass in his yard.
That's not good. Right off the bat, I hear that. Something bad happened.
He says there's rocks in his way, so he tosses him behind him out of the way, and then he backs up, not thinking. Slips on the rock because it's slick from the grass, and my foot goes under the mower.
Oh, no.
So I had to ask. I was like, dude, like, you still have it? Still have your foot? Because I know somebody from my childhood who unfortunately lost their leg because of something like that.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
So he goes, thankfully, the lawnmower.
Yet another reason why I'm going to rock my lawn.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. He said, thankfully, the lawnmower spit his foot back out.
Oh!
He broke all my toes and lost like 20 to 25% of my big toe and the tip of the bone. My toe is wide open. I can see the inside. But he's got his foot. So that's
damn, because that's bad.
That's terrifying.
Terrifying. Oh, my God. Is that terrifying?
All right, you want to hear something basketball-related before we move on to the next freak injury?
Yeah.
I have some audio for you.
Oh, yeah?
So last night was Herb McGee's final regular season game as a coach. at the age of 80, he's
what a beautiful man.
The shot doctor, obviously. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. He had a big press conference.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah,
Herbie.
And so Mike Sielski, oh, you'll hear him ask the question, but okay. He asked about Ben Simmons.
Good.
And Herb McGee tells a story. So take a listen.
I know the story.
Herb, it's a halftime and cheap question. When do you take a train up to Brooklyn to work with Ben Simmons?
That's not going to happen. That my wife and I, Jerry, we go out to dinner, we go shopping, we get asked, I get pulled aside, Coach, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. When are you going to work with Ben Simmons? I said, that's not going to happen. I say the same answer all the time. Brett Brown, I became friends with Brett Brown. He asked me to do it one day, and I said, I will, but you got to ask Ben Simmons. And he never got back to me. So obviously Ben is the type of guy who doesn't really want to improve. So could I help him? Of course. But no, let's be honest. And I've never seen you play, Mike, but you could help him too. Because he really needs it. It's a shame for the kid.
He took shots, dude. He took shots, man.
Dude, that's awesome. Go ahead, Herb. Way to go, Herbie.
He says, Mike, you could help him. I've never seen you play, and I think you can help him.
I think I heard that story before.
He said, you know, he doesn't want it.
I actually heard that story. And, yeah, he didn't want to do it. I mean, seriously. I love Herb. Herb goes, yeah, I could help him. Listen.
And you know, he's probably watched, like, film on. He's probably watched his shot and goes, ugh.
Well, yeah.
Oh, the elbow's out.
There's a million things wrong with that. Right. Mind the lack of an arc. You know, there's a million things wrong. His elbow flying out.
Yeah.
You know, every time he shoots a free throw, it's different.
Yeah.
Right? We always thought it was like because his hands. I heard a million theories, right? His hands, he had about two dominant hands.
Yeah, they moved him from left to right.
You know, he's really right-handed. He got two dominant It's weird because there are times, though, when in practice, like, it'll look good.
Yeah, we watched him, you know, before games. He's drilling corner threes, yeah. All kinds of stuff.
But that mental piece, at least free throws, like, Herb could have really helped him out. But that's a great line, you know. You don't want to get better.
And he said, sure, I'll help him, but Ben, you have to tell Ben first. And then no response.
Yeah.
That's sad. What? What is Ben like? Oh, screw that guy. I got this.
You know, dude, like he didn't want to be, he was one of these guys who just didn't want to hear from anybody. You know? Trust issues. And I mean, think about it. You know, remember his brother was a shooting coach.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
You know? Let's go to Cameron. You're on 97.5 Fanatic, Cameron.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's happening, Cam?
You guys are talking about all these freak injuries. This reminded me when I was a kid. I used to play baseball at that park. Was that South Hills, the 13th and Dickinson?
Yeah.
And I used to play ball, and I was like 13, not caring, thinking I was Willie Mays, ran to the gate, hinge on the gate, ripped my leg all the way to the bones.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Luckily, that fire department was across the street. Everybody was freaking out, but I wasn't. I was, like, more fascinated because your bone is, like, really snow white. Like, I could reach in and touch my fibula.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I give you a lot of credit, though, because you were not freaked out at all.
Yes, yeah, I think that was the adrenaline, probably.
Yeah.
Over 100 stitches. Like, the doctor, when I woke up, told me, like, yeah, he was stitching so long his back hurt, he had to get up and, like, walk around for a bit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but anyway, my fixer's point is, I feel bad for these casuals, because the way we watch basketball and the way they watch basketball is, like, they listen to music, and it's the difference between listening to music and reading music. Like, When you look at the gravity what Joel Embiid does, just like the Cavaliers last week, they were convincing themselves, like, oh, man, the Cavaliers, we're young. Like, if we get the Sixers in the first round, we can beat the Sixers in the first round. And then they had to watch in horror as they had to put Evan Mobley and Jared Allen at the same time.
Yep.
And he was literally toying with them.
Yep. No, that's spot on, man. Spot on.
And so, like, when they say the harder thing is going to work, I tell them, like, look, watch tomorrow. Here's what they're going to do. Harden's going to come down the court, dribble, top of the key. He's going to throw it to Embiid in the post. And what Embiid likes to do when he goes up against Cat, AD, or Jokic, someone who's just as agile as him, he likes to face him up, put him in the triple threat position. You already know they're going to send that one guy in the baseline to take the baseline around and double him. So he has three options. I can give it to Tobias Harris or Thibault, who's going to cut in that vacant space. Or if that opposite wing defender is going to drop down, Harden's smart enough, he's going to drift. He doesn't stand still all the time.
Nah.
And skip past wide open three.
Yep.
And you know what those casuals going to say? Man, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they suck. How do you leave James Harden wide open for you? So when I hear that jogger talking, just play the song in your head, man.
Ah, that's beautiful. Cameron, you're the man, buddy. Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Five, man. We win in the East, man. We win it all this year.
I love it. Later. I love it, buddy. Guys. You're the man. About that. Play the song in your head. That's great advice.
How do I do that?
Well, play the song.
I just turned down the volume. It's playing right now.
While you're in your head right now? There you go.
Anyways.
You know, next time I see that dude, because you know I'm going to get stuck seeing this guy again.
Yeah. He's going to be at the park. Because
now we're going to have practice.
He's going to be at the park.
You got to play on the town team and you got to play on the travel team. So yeah. Everything's at that park. I'm going to see this dude again.
It's a nice park. I love that park.
Beautiful park. Beautiful. The Ella Harris. That's your.
Spent a lot of time at that park. Man.
Beautiful park. Anyway, I don't have to see the dude again. And I'm going to do what Cam said. I'm just going to say, play the song.
Jose checks in. I'm guessing his dad was 7 years old at the time. He said, my dad at seven had his middle fingertip chopped off with a machete. He was in Puerto Rico and his uncle was chopping coconuts. His grandma wanted one, so he went to grab the one that was on the table and his uncle came down with it.
Ah, the machete.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's tough, man.
Losing a digit because of machete. I mean, that's out of a movie, guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they did that in Gomorrah.
The Fink checks in.
Oh, no. What did the Fink happen to the Fink?
This is ridiculous.
Are we making a hoagie?
This is ridiculous. It was the morning of the 2004 NFC Championship game.
Oh, the snow day.
There was snow on the ground, so they decided to go sledding locally, you know, in the morning of the game. Having a good time, about to go down the hill, get a nice push off, and I heard my ankle snap as I got on the sled.
Oh, no.
But he had to complete the run. I appreciate the effort out of the thing.
He hurt his ankle. How did his ankle snap?
I don't know. I guess maybe, you know, listen, just like Molly just stood up out of her desk in high school.
He broke his head. Oh, my God.
So he gets to the bottom. No one believed him, so they started throwing snowballs at him.
No.
What? So he finally goes to the ER, Ace bandage on it, and they sent him on his way. They called him back mid-game. So I guess he wanted to get back to the game. So they let him leave, and then they called him saying that his ankle was broken.
Oh, my.
And he needed two surgeries and a screw.
Oh, no.
So he was like, T.O., for the Super Bowl, you know, he had the screw.
Wow. The fake.
That sucks. Imagine the kids don't believe you.
Yeah, that's bad.
You can't walk and get pelted with snowballs.
How could they not believe you?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't believe him either. Like,
yeah, but the fake
broke your ankle sitting down?
Yeah, but the fake doesn't punk out.
No, I don't think so.
You know, that like Ben's going to punk out. March 10th.
Our man Jared, who loves the shock, whenever I shock Uncle Frank.
Or me.
Or you. He's thanking me for being in today, because if this happened to Ben, he'd miss like 2 years. It's probably true.
It is true. Listen, you boom, you're rain.
I text you side top.
You thought I'll do for the show.
Yeah. Why not, man?
Get stuck with a plate.
It's another day till Harden's back. You know, need something for the show. Hey, so why not, dude, you know?
Definitely. Made the show way more entertaining. I get to tell the story about Fuji. One testicle Fuji.
Yeah. Oh, why else would you have told that story?
No.
So you're welcome.
There's no need, right?
You're welcome, Philly. I did this for you.
All right, let's see. Let's talk about Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Hey, so I'll be there later, Cousins Corner. We'll go over a lot of the futures, second half of the NBA. I'll get the big brain on Brad. In fact, you can follow all the great stuff at Parks on Twitter, at Parks Sportsbook. So here's the deal. Tomorrow night, I love this play tomorrow night. And I just think Harden over his assists. Now, the number isn't out yet. At least I don't think it's out. I got to go look. But usually the props will come out till morning of, right? Like the 12:30, 1 o'clock. I love the over assist, man. I just do. He's going to want to get everybody the ball. He's going to want to show everybody. He's going to want to feed Tobias. I think Tobias over. This could be a good same game parlay type of deal. You hit a big over on Harden assist. You go over Tobias, over Joe. I think you have some fun. Check it out, parkscasino.com/PA to download the app, or just go to the app store, right? And you're hooked up. I'm telling you, it's the way to do it. Your second half of the NBA season, March Madness, you got to have the Parks Sportsbook app. You got to be 21, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Ending it with Play the Song.
That's awesome.
So Nick Klobosicki checks in. Dude, this is insane. He dislocated his right kneecap 3 different times from January to October of 2016.
3 times?
Yeah.
Oh my God, really?
First time, it was his junior year of high school. He was on the bus circle. He kneeled down to pick up a pencil he dropped, and his knee just slid out of place.
Oh, my
God. The second time was 3 weeks later while getting in the bed. His heel caught the edge of the bed when he was turning to get in, and the kneecap slid out. And the third time was shoveling while doing his Eagle Scout project in October that year.
Wow.
So 3 times from January to October of 2016.
That's crazy.
I'm sure that knee's going to need some work at some point.
How about this one? A buddy of mine sends me this. So I'm out drinking one night at the bar. It's my mother's birthday the next day. We're leaving to go down to the Taj for a couple days. He got rooms to celebrate a birthday with a family. It's hot. So he goes to some girl's house for night swimming. Okay. He jumps in the pool, shatters his tibia.
Oh, my God.
And cracks his fibula. He's in the operating room the next day, a rod and 6 screws later on his mother's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom. Oh, my God.
Shattered the tibia, cracked the fibula. No good on that one, bro.
All these things are the first day of vacation or the day before this event or that event.
Well, what's this? What was last night? There was nothing today.
I got the baby moon.
We're oh, down. That's so right.
Maybe
you
that's
are.
What it is.
Yeah.
Now, listen, fortunately, like, this isn't going to affect me in any way. Like,
I don't know, dude. You might be, who knows?
This isn't going to affect me. I'm going to be eating
dinner. You got stabbed with a dish. Who knows? You may throw up a fork.
That's true. You never know.
Let's go to Guy. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Guy.
How you doing, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Hold on, give me a second. Okay. All right. So, I forget the year, but I used to go to Johann's Boxing Gym down in South Philly, and you were there at the time. I think I was about 14 years old.
Get out! I used to go there all the time. Me and Ace, we would go spar. Mike and Farrah.
Yeah, I was young, so I didn't know who you were, but my father listened to you all the time, so he comes in to pick me up one day, and across the whole front of the gym, he sees you in the back where the wrestlers used to go train.
Yeah.
And he's like, is that? And this dude wouldn't stop bothering you forever. But that's getting off the story. It was that year. It was the week of Christmas. And I grew up in Old Kensington near like 4th and Girard.
Yeah.
So I'm near Cruise Park at 6 in the morning. We just got a bull terrier pup that was about 7 months old. And as I'm walking into the park, all the way across the other side of the park, there's a baseball field, and this guy has a pit bull loose in the field. And this dog is jacked up, got chains on its neck. And this dude looks like Xerxes from 300. He's like 6'5 and jacked. And the dog just caught a whiff in the wind, and my stinking, it just charging across the whole park.
I go and try
to pull my dog into the intersection across the street. There's no cars out. And the dog just catches up before I even make it across the street. So I'm like, you ain't taking my dog. I throw her on my shoulders. And I start spinning in circles. And the pit keeps jumping on my back trying to yank her. And she catches the pit snout and rips it. Pisses the dog off. And everything stopped. No more jumping on my back. I look down. And the pit got a lock on my left leg. It's shaking it. I don't feel a damn thing. Because I was a dumb kid and I used to do that backyard wrestling stuff and I jacked my leg up on a different occasion. He goes all the way down, and as soon as he gets through every layer, he gets to the bone. And I start feeling the pressure then, throw my dog down, and they go at it.
That's horrible.
Dude,
this is not a freak accident. This is a terrible incident, guy.
Yeah, so the guy finally makes it over. It's trying to rip my dog's face off. Got a hold of the cheek, and it's tugging.
Oh, this is gory.
Like, buddy, can you get your dog, please? I'm just sitting on the ground, bleeding out. And he finally grips his dog's balls up and pulls it off, and he just disappears. Says, sorry, walks away, doesn't even call the cops. Some guys drive up to me. They're like, we saw everything. It was your fault. I'm like, dude. Just go away. If you're not going to call the cops, just go away or you'll be next, please.
Oh, my God, guy, that's horrible.
Yeah. But
horrible.
52 stitches, 5 different scars wrapped around my whole leg.
Oh, my God, 52 stitches, Judas.
And it looked like just raw ground beef was hanging out my leg.
Oh, God, guy, that's terrible, man. Oh, man, brother, how's your father?
Oh, he's awesome, man.
Yeah, tell him I said hello.
You got it, brother.
All right, brother. See you, pal.
I don't get the people that just go, oh, my bad, and, like, walk away.
Yeah, no, after the guy's leg is like, you know, coming out. So like,
When I was living in the Northeast, I was going for a run around the neighborhood.
It's like the butcher shop.
And some dude's dog, like, I don't know, got excited, or maybe I was near his yard. The dog leapt over the fence. And pinned me down. And like, I don't know what the dog was doing, but I was just kind of like protecting my face. And the guy just, sorry.
What?
And the dog's growling. Like, it's not like the dog was like licking my face. Like, the dog, sorry. Yeah, she'll do that.
What?
What do you mean she'll do that? That can't happen.
Dude, that's wrong.
Like,
man.
You can't, like, listen, if something, God forbid my dog did something,
I
would be the most apologetic person in the world.
Right.
He laughed. Yeah.
Okay.
She means well.
Yeah, meanwhile, your foot, you're making hamburgers.
Like, come on.
Man. Out of your leg.
You can't give him my bad.
No, that's way beyond my bad.
Remember when I was at the dog?
By the way, that's not a freak accident. That's, you know, that's, you got maimed.
Yeah, that's bad, man.
That's like the other dude with the walking on the on the deck.
His toes, like,
I mean, that wasn't a freak accident. That was just bad news,
man. That just sucked, man.
Yeah. Knockout time, baby. That's right. Knockout. Here's the deal. 10th caller right now to the contest line, 215-263-0975. You're going to win a pair of tickets, Sixers Knicks, this coming Wednesday. Say Wednesday now. After the game, you get to play around a knockout on the floor. Fanatic Sixers Knockout presented by CSL Plasma. Earn up to $825 this month when you donate plasma. Get location information at CSLplasma.com. I love this knockout. What a stroke of fortune.
Yeah.
That's going to be the Beard's first game.
Now, prior to my incident last night,
yes,
I shot up some hoops yesterday. It was beautiful out. I
saw you pumping up the ball.
Yeah,
I wanted to stay and hang out with you.
I had the flat basketball in the trunk. Coach Camille, who's the coach of his son's soccer team, I knew he was a man I could trust. I said, you probably have an air pump in your car, right? And he did in the soccer bag, so I pumped up the ball. And I was out there for about an hour yesterday before I came home. It was nice.
How was it?
It was good.
Anybody show up?
No, and then the wind kicked up. That's when I was done.
Yeah, that's the one bad thing about
the outdoors.
This time of year going outdoors. It's too windy.
Because I was shooting the free throws. All of a sudden, I had to aim, 6 inches to the left for the wind to blow it in. That's what I called it quits. But it was nice for, a good solid 45 minutes. Beautiful out, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was at the playground. I was at the field. It was gorgeous. Let's see. Duff. Yo, Duff. What's going on, Duff?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
I got a quick Sixers point before my injury story. And I don't have any doubt about Embiid and Harden, how they're going to get along and how they're going to perform. I think whether they go to the finals or win, it's going to be totally up to Doc and the rotation and these supporting players doing their jobs. So I think that's where everything lies, because I don't think the two bigs are going to have any problem getting along.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The good news about that is when it's a superstar league, right? So when you're getting when you need a bucket, like to stave off a run, or there's always a point in time in a game where you got to get a basket. You got two guys that'll get you a basket. And that's what makes me feel good about them.
Yeah. So this story may sound familiar because I mailed you a book that I wrote last year and it was in it. And every year my family would go on vacation to Lake Placid. So about 15 years we were there, and I was about 45, 46 at the time. Second day of vacation, we go horseback riding. And, it's standard thing. The horses walk, and then every, couple, minutes, they let them gallop, and trot a bit. Well, my horse, they didn't tell me, that I just bought, was a former racehorse.
Oh, my God.
And the horse started zipping through these woods at, 25, 30 miles an hour.
Oh, my God!
So it's August, and it's hot. So the third time the horse is doing this, they're flying in this narrow path, full speed, my saddle starts sliding to the left. So literally, I'm either going to go under the horse or I have to let go. And I got about halfway down the side. I'm perpendicular to the horse, and I let go and hit the ground so hard that my body made an imprint in the dirt. So the funny thing is,
oh, my God.
It could have been a lot worse. I hurt my back and I had 3 broken ribs. But because we had friends with us on vacation, I didn't want to disappoint them. So 2 days later, we went whitewater rafting.
What? With broken ribs?
With 3 broken. I literally tied a life jacket around my upper body so tight that I could barely breathe. And then 4 days later, me and my buddy went golfing.
How do you golf with broken ribs, brother?
Listen. There is no doubt about it that we had a hot tub at the house. I literally spent half of the time in the hot tub. At night, I had to sleep sitting up with two pillows around me. And I just kept my left arm tucked in. And, yeah, it was something.
Yeah, that's pain, bro. That's pain, Duff. Oh, my God. Terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. A horse, too. Oh, God. Oh, that's bad. Duff, good stuff.
Wow.
Not good stuff, but, yeah.
Yeah, and I wanted to make a claim. Nobody would take the claim because it was in New York, and the ranch was owned by a former Olympic legend up there. So literally, nothing ever happened about it. But you know,
yeah, that's rough.
It ended up being a good story to tell.
It is a good story. Wow, thanks, Duff. Oh my God! All right, we got a winner, 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 knockout winner. Let's go to the phones and find out our winner is. Sean. Congratulations, Sean.
Thanks, cuz. Appreciate it.
My man, you're going to be a knockout.
Yeah, I'm jacked.
That's awesome, dude. You, who are you going to take?
I'll bring my wife with me. She was right there with me on the front lines making the phone calls when you announced it. So.
Really? That's a good woman.
Sure is.
That's good. Now, will you play knockout or will she play knockout?
I'm going to play.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, listen, I got to do it. You mind? That's nice. Take her to the game. She roots you on.
Yeah, she's got a little bit of a stroke, but she'll default to me.
Now, do you play a little ball?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like to play. I think I got, you know, got a puncher's chance here.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Yeah. I like it. Got confidence.
I'll be down there body
knocking and down shots.
Yep.
Oh, man. Very good. I like it. That's going to be a fun night, man. James Harden's home debut.
Can't
you get
wait,
to
man.
See the beard, Sean.
I haven't shaved in months. And, waiting for this moment, so.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm so happy for you, brother. Listen, thanks. That's awesome, man. Enjoy and best to your wife. She's cool, man. Trying to help you win tickets.
Best.
That's great. Hold on, baby. That's awesome. I love you know what's great about doing this is a lot of excitement. People are excited.
Yeah, every once in a while, listen, you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
You get the winner who's like, yeah, thanks, man.
Too cool for school.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Exciting. Every single person that has won a spot in knockouts since last Monday has been fired up. We even had
overly fired up.
What was it, Big Bob? Big Bill.
Big Bill.
He goes, listen, I'm not even going to go. I'm going to give it to my son for his kids. And he was so excited that he won.
Oh, my God.
Kids.
He was thrilled. He was fired up.
And like everybody that has won so far on this show has been excited. And that makes me happy.
He had that woman won for her son.
Yeah. Like that was awesome.
Yeah. Strong.
So like every once in a while.
I like when people are excited too. Like, listen, this is a great prize.
It's awesome.
Seriously.
It's Harden's home debut. Like, remember a Holiday Wheel last year? I remember we had a guy that won that was kind of like...
I do remember.
Oh, yeah. And it was like a carryover prize. He won two prizes.
And he rubbed me the wrong way. He was like a mook.
He's like, oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
If you win, you know, especially... Like, that dude won, like, substantial prizes. And you're right. It was carry. He got two prizes.
This guy's a mook.
Yeah. It was probably at least $300-$400 worth of something.
Yeah. How about a little excitement?
Yeah, you know, give me a little, gratitude.
You just got two gifts taken care of for the holidays.
Exactly.
He was
a mook.
He was Mr. Christmas, that guy.
Yeah, he was. But everybody's strong with...
Yeah, it's been cool.
Yeah, it's been really good. Well, listen, don't forget, I know the chances are dwindling. However, you still got a shot. 4 o'clock with Mike today. And then tomorrow morning with John at 8 o'clock, noon with us tomorrow, and 4 o'clock with Mikey.
Yep.
4 chances left. And don't forget, Knockout, presented by CSL Plasma. Earn up to $825 this month when you donate plasma. Get location information at CSLplasma.com.
Now, I have something from your buddy Stephen A. Smith, ain't?
Oh, God.
Stephen A. Has given us his top 5 NBA title threats. Coming in at number 5. the bubble team themselves, the Miami Heat. Coming in at number four, Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. Okay. Number three, from the Eastern Conference Atlantic Division, the Brooklyn Nets. Number two, the Suns. And number one, the Golden State Warriors.
So he has the Heat over the Sixers.
Yes.
He's a joke. I'm sorry, dude. For real? Like, how could you put Miami over Philadelphia?
Because he was so anti-process from the beginning. Well, I think he's, and you know he's what the thing rooting is? For him to be right.
He is. He knows better. But listen, they're all frauds. Agenda-ridden, right? All agenda, all hot takes.
Yep.
The hell out.
Not even the top five,
seriously.
Man.
And you wonder why. Like, nobody should. You have any kind of sports acumen, you don't even pay attention to what he says.
Nonsense. I agree.
Horrible. Danny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Anthony Gargano. What's going on?
What's going on, Danny?
How you doing, brother? I love the show today. It's like Cuz's Hospital Corner.
Yeah, it's fun.
Suffering in the Delaware Valley.
Yeah, you know? Really? Goodness, huh? Gracious. I know.
My goodness. So I don't have any freak injury stories that could even compare, but I've been dying to talk Sixers with you guys.
This Let's is do
my
it, baby.
Radio show, anywhere, anytime. You guys are great.
Thank you, brother.
You know, I'm 34, so the last true basketball title contender was obviously the Allen Iverson 2001 team that went to the finals. And, you know, we all knew that maybe if they stole a game one, they weren't winning that series.
Right.
So the iconic moments are more or less appreciating a great player, a superstar in its prime. But if you really think about it, from my generation on down, with James Harden on this team, this is the first true basketball title contender of my lifetime. So, you know, whether it's a jogger, whether it's Stephen A., whether it's whoever, like, you're not taking my juice away, bro. You know what I mean?
This I love you. That's
this
right.
Ridiculous.
That's
Seriously.
Right.
You know, and I mean, this is, because I don't know about you, but I daydream a lot about what Allen would have looked like with a true number two, like a Batman or a Robin, you know, and I know that
yes.
I tried a couple of times like, with like Chris Webber
right.
or Glenn Robinson, but imagine Allen with like a big man like Embiid or, you know.
Or even if he had a Paul Pierce who they could have had, right? Like
sure.
you got a dynamic 1-2 punch.
Like a true wing, a second scorer.
Yeah.
That's not to knock anybody on that team. They play together. They play with heart and spirit. And, you know, McKee and Snow, they could get you some clutch buckets every now and then. But, you know, they weren't drawing double teams. They weren't that second guy that defenses feared. You know, defenses were trying to come up with ways to stop Allen, and they still couldn't.
Yes.
You know, so now you're looking at maybe the most dominant, dynamic, talented big man that's ever come out of this generation of basketball players. And pair him with the most dangerous isolation scorer in the past 20 years since Allen. I mean, you know, what plays are Doc going to have to actually draw up until it's the end of the game?
Well, you know, and the other thing, too, is, I mean, think about how well balanced the offense will be when you have Tobias and you add Maxey, who is a legitimate absolutely. Scorer, right? Like, you know, the space on the floor just opens up.
Well, and to not lose Maxey. Mm-hmm. in a trade to get Harden. You know, that's like, I mean, I don't want to, you know, brown nose the guy, but that's executive of the year kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you mm-hmm. know that was on the table for a while.
Yep.
He had to wait and wait and wait. And, man, come on, Brooklyn with a title contender. How are they winning a title with a point guard that's not going to shoot in the fourth quarter and a shooting guard that's not going to play home games because he's not vaccinated, man? You're not winning a title over there. Come on.
Now, I will say they'll probably get, like, that's going to lift. That mandate will lift. But to your point, they still got to get healthy, right? And they still have to actually play together. I agree with you, man. I do.
Sure,
Danny,
sure.
Great call, man. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Play a show for Dane. Can you?
Yeah, all these boards.
You're going to play the song, man. Always play the song. All right. We'll come back in just a moment. I will say, very cathartic. All right? It's been a cathartic morning so far.
I love that. He said, you can't bring me down, bro.
Yeah,
it's like Bryce Harper. That's
he was
clown,
fantastic.
Clown question, bro.
That's right. Well, guess what? Enough of all these nasty Stephen A. Smiths and all these national clowns. Had it. We'll discuss coming up next. Let me tell you about Parx Casino Sportsbook right here in the fabulous Delaware Valley. Street Road, Ben Salem. I'll be there a little bit later on. You can't beat it. Parx Casino and Sportsbook, the great casino and sportsbook. Download the app. Do yourself a favor because, like, tomorrow night, I've been telling you, I love it. Build the same game parlay. Harden over assists. Embiid over points. Tobias over points. Watch Harden. He's going to chip in rebounds. I think he gives you an all-around floor game tomorrow. And against Minnesota? Oh, that's going to be nice. No defense playing T-Wolves? I think the over points will work, too. So make sure you build that same game parlay you could do at Parks and have it with you because you never know what's going on. March Madness and the run to the NBA title. You can do it right here at ParksCasino.com/PA. Download the app or go to your app store and download it. You got to have it. Part of your arsenal. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Basically, like that's agenda. By the way, 12:30 in our 12 o'clock hour is brought to you by my man, Brian. Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Get 0% financing for 72 months, a $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com.
Yeah, it literally is agenda because he didn't like the process from the beginning. He didn't like that Josh Harris was forcing Daryl Morey to hold on to Ben Simmons for a top player in a trade. So he clearly feels something about ownership in Philadelphia, which I don't get.
I mean, not for nothing. How could you possibly kill the Sixers' ownership?
I have no idea.
I mean, look, I get it, owners and this and that. Josh Harris, look at the payroll. You want to talk about doing everything he and Blitzer and Mike? I mean, like, those guys, what Josh Harris has done, highest paid front office.
Yep.
Right? Did he bounce Elton? No, he didn't. Right? Because Elton does a lot of legwork and is well-respected around the league. So he gets Morey, he keeps Elton. That's expensive. What he's paying in front office.
Yeah.
No team does that. Morey's the highest paid GM. Right? He's got Elton. He's got a coaching staff that is as long as your arm.
Yeah.
With Doc. Right? Now, by getting Harden, he's going into the tax situation. I'm not saying you got to cry for him, but come on. That, to me, is that's dedication to trying to win.
Yeah, so I don't get it. And like, the other weird thing is, like, how come one week Stephen A. says you need to do whatever you can to trade, to make a trade to benefit Joel Embiid because he's having the best year of his career, you can't let this go to waste, but then he was against trading Simmons for James Harden?
Yeah, dude,
that makes no sense.
I just don't understand it, man. I really don't. I don't get it. I don't get it a little bit. I don't understand. I just don't, like, what are you thinking about? Like, how could you actually, like, don't you owe it to your, like, there's no way he really believes the Heat are more of a contender than the Sixers. I'm not saying they got to be one, right? But,
right.
But you, but you'll extrapolate Brooklyn. Like, a lot of stuff has to happen for Brooklyn to be a contender.
Yeah, big time.
Right. First of all, they got to make the playoffs. Right. You know what I mean? They can get all their guys back. They got to gel. Simmons can't derail them. Kyrie can't derail.
And again, Ben's still not even practicing with the team. Yesterday, like,
there's a lot that needs
around
to happen before they're a contender. Like Milwaukee, yes. You go Milwaukee, you go Phoenix, you go Golden State, sure. I got no problem. But you can't go Brooklyn, let alone Miami. Stop.
Yeah, the Miami thing, that's gross.
Come on.
Us against the world, man.
That's true. It is true. This is nonsense. I mean, but here's the thing. You know, these guys, let me give you the big opinion. And you know what happens? It's like the guy that he used to work with, Stephen A. Smith. The guy from Dallas, who once upon a time was actually a respected columnist.
Yeah.
Became a cartoon character with his stupid opinions that he just did because I want to just get a rise out of people. You lose all credibility.
Yeah. That guy that you're talking about thought the Sixers should have made no trades. Should have stayed
is
the way.
He's still around. What's he doing now?
FS1.
Oh.
So he said, Ant.
Yeah, you know, I know that because of the Fox thing that I do on the weekends, but I still don't know where he's at.
The trade hurt the Sixers. He thought they should have just stayed the way they were.
Yeah, he's a clown. He doesn't know anything about. You're talking about a guy who don't know nothing about sports?
He didn't even say do one of those package trades. He said just keep the team the way it is.
Nah. You know what half these dudes are? See, half these people, they all want stardom, individual stardom.
Yep.
They all want to be superstars. You know what? Listen. They're the stars, the players, the coaches, the participants. You're just a critic. That's all we are. We're just critics, fans, media people, right? The players and coaches are the ones who actually are on stage or in the arena. I hate these dudes. I swear to God, they all want to put themselves in front of the story. And it tells me you don't like the sport. Not right, Jonas. Not right. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, John.
Hey, Ant, how you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
I haven't called you in a long time, and I wanted to do this for a really long time. Tunis, play the song.
Dude, Tunis! Thank you, Johnny.
Hey, Ant, so I don't understand something here. I don't understand how all of a sudden Brooklyn is this great, great, like, contender with a guy who hasn't played an entire season. And now all of a sudden, miraculously, gets over whatever mental illness it is that he had because he was traded. How does he fit in with a team he's not even practicing with? How are they this great team all of a sudden? I don't get it.
I mean, like, here's the thing. I get it. You say, hey, look, there could be dangerous, all this. But give me a break, dude. Like, you know, a lot has to happen before you can start talking about them as being this title contender. And probably, and maybe next year, once they're all together and Simmons can fit and Durant's healthy, they will be dangerous. But you can't say that now.
But now, all of a sudden?
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
It seems like a month since this trade has been made. I cannot wait until tomorrow and see that.
I know. I'm dying.
I can't wait. And I got a story, a freak injury story for you.
What happened?
So mine also happened when my wife was pregnant. She was 9 months pregnant. We had just moved into a new house, and we were getting ready for the baby to come, and I'm painting the nursery. And I'm up on a ladder, and I'm taking some steps down, and I missed a rung.
Oh, no.
And I fell off the ladder onto my right side, and I landed on my shoulder, and I tore my rotator cuff and my labrum. And she's 9 months pregnant.
Oh, jeez. She's
away from the due date. Driving me to the hospital with this injury.
I'll tell you, listen, hey, no fun, man. You're tearing your labrum, you mess up your shoulder.
I still have issues with it.
But do you really?
Yeah,
I actually thought it could even be worse, though. Missing a rung on a ladder? Oh, you poor thing, man. That's even worse, Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's tough. And then she's pregnant. She's like, really? You got to do this to me?
Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing. You know, you're walking in the hospital, they think you're there for her.
Right.
Dude, I had that exact same thing happen yesterday.
Yes.
They said, ma'am, do you need a wheelchair?
That's exactly what they thought, too. We walked in, they asked her if she wanted a wheelchair. Same thing.
No, I don't need a wheelchair. It's my husband. Oh, that's great, Johnny. That's good stuff, brother. Thank you, buddy. Good talking to you again.
Now, I would imagine the rotator cuff, at least it's like you could see he's probably like slouched down. Yeah. Or something. Like, I was fine. Right? Like, I'm walking normal. So,
dude,
like, they
this is the wrong one on the ladder.
Oh, that's terrible. But they thought I was in there for her because I looked totally fine.
Right.
Until I'd lift my shirt up.
Did you tell the general what you did? You didn't tell the general?
Not yet.
He got stuck, stabbed.
By a plate.
With a plate.
Yeah.
Stuck.
For those of you who are just tuning in, I will tell the audience again what happened last night, because Tyrone is here.
Tyrone's going, what are you talking about?
So,
what's all these stories?
So last night, my wife came home from work at 8 o'clock. She's usually home at 5:30. She's 8 months pregnant, so like that's tough. So I said, listen, go to bed. I'll bring you your dinner up to bed. So I bring up the dinner to bed. It's beautiful. It's two flights of steps. Can I have a little bit more? Yeah, sure. So I go get her a little bit more. As I'm walking up the steps, I stepped on one of her shoes, which was on the steps. We've been living there for 2 years, Ty. There's never been a shoe on the step. But because we're in the process of moving things around, there's things in different places.
Gotta get you.
The shoe goes out. I go out. The plate drops. I brace my fall. I stand up. She goes, what's wrong? Is everything okay? I'm mad because there's a shoe where there's not supposed to be a shoe. I'm mad because I broke a plate. It's a nice plate. And then out of the corner of my eye, I look down. There's a piece of plate just hanging out of me. Yeah. So,
how about that?
General? So I go, Christy. So she comes down. You can see the fat, like the white. Oh, yeah. It was 1.5 inches deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got stitches last night.
He sends me a text. It's 2010. Ha ha. I got a show topic for tomorrow. I'm at the hospital. He tells me the story. Now, I tell Tam, I go, dude, I go, Junis is in the ER right now. Plate stuck out of him. She goes, what? I go, yeah. And we're looking at each other. I go, that don't sound right. She goes, I think it's Shady. Is he all right? Now, I'm thinking maybe it's Christy sticking him 6 months. She's pregnant. You know what I mean? Hormones. And she, I got to cut you, right? So that's what I thought.
That's not what happened.
He's like, no.
All charges are dropped.
It's just a plate, that sort of thing.
It was just a freak accident.
And then
accident.
I thought, General, that, something happened. Like, he didn't want to say nothing. Not Christy, but, he's walking home. Who knows?
Got some trouble times going on.
Exactly,
around the city.
He gets swooped. You never know. I see one to come get you. But he was all right. He was in good spirits.
My first thought was the show. Oh, this will be good for tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's why we're telling crazy stories today, Tyrone.
Yeah, so it became a topic. So we didn't want Junis's stabbing to go in vain. You know what I'm saying? Hey, General, what did you hear about this Stephen A. Smith? I can't even stop thinking about it, man.
He doesn't take him seriously. So.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't either, but I can't. I'm just tired of the nonsense. So you got to forgive me. John is in Bryn Mawr. Johnny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's up, Andy? How are you?
Hey, John.
Tunis, how you doing, man? Sorry to hear about your
loss. I'm great, man. I'm all good.
Stephen A. is like the Al Sharpton of basketball. Just annoying and just wants to be like the center of attention always. And Andy, you're right. They want to be the celebrities. They want to be the stars.
All of them. They all do. That Skip Bayless, every one of them. They all want to be superstars instead of, all you are is a critic, is a puppet head. That's all you are.
You know what? He doesn't like Harden because Harden
doesn't get involved with politics and tweeting this and tweeting that. You know, they kiss LeBron's ass because of that. And he's out having a
good time. I don't know. I don't know why. I just don't understand how you could fix yourself to say the Heat are more of a title contender than the Sixers and Brooklyn, where a lot of everything needs to happen for them to be a real contender.
Exactly. I got two quick accidental stories that both involved my wife's clumsiness. 2 years ago, she dropped a sewing needle on the floor. Mm. I stepped on it. It went into my foot, broke off, had to have surgery to get it removed. But here's the real bad one.
What?
Last Christmas, the day after Christmas, and we were going to my brother-in-law's, and the kids are waiting in the mud room. We're getting ready to walk out the door. And my son says, "Daddy, can you grab my football?" So I go down the basement. I open up our storage door. And the light wasn't on, but the light from the basement room was on. So I could just see enough to get the football. Well, I lean down and my eye whacks something, right? So I knew right away. I go upstairs and I say to my wife, "Get in the car and I'll explain on the way. The kids got to stay here." So what happened was there was one of those sharp metal TV stands that was hanging over like something that was in the storage room. So I get into the ER and the doctor comes in. He's like, "I got to send you to an eye specialist." So I go to the eye specialist and he's checking it out. Now he has his assistant right there in the room and he starts explaining what's going on.
Oh my God. And real quick, cause I'm up against it. So what happened?
He goes, "You sliced your eyeball in the same way that when you stick meat into a deli slicer," and he's lifting up the flap.
Come on, John!
That's a huge loss.
Oh, my God. How's the eye now?
It's fine. I went down to Will's Eye. It was like no big deal to them. They gave me antibiotic drops.
Oh, thank God. Those people are angels.
It was scary, man. I'll tell you.
Oh my God, John. Oh my God. Thanks, buddy. I'll see you, man. That's insane. God forbid the eye.
He sounds like he was one of the bad guys in Home Alone.
Yeah,
the needle.
And the first foot. The needle in the foot, and then his eye got sliced.
Yeah, he's Marv, man.
Dude, your eye got sliced.
Got Nick.
Oh my God, your eyeball.
Guess you had my eye.
Your eyeball. Yeah, your eyeball. His eyeball got sliced. Eye injuries. I don't want to hear about the eye. Like that's
gross.
That's a tough one, man.
Guess you had my eye, man.
He just walks into it. It's dark. See that? Those things. It's amazing how we exist today.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy.
I guess it always could be worse. It was like Frontier days, you know.
Yep.
There's no Will's Eye to put your eye back together.
No.
There's that show, 1883. People rave about that show.
Yeah, that's. I don't understand how people got by.
Nah.
Back then. You know what I mean?
Nah. I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you. I got no use for Frontier.
A lot of people checking in that they do not believe the dude's story about the broken ribs.
About the playing golf with broken ribs?
Yeah, I found that one suspect, too.
Yeah, here's the thing. He's an older man. I don't think he was lying, though. I just don't know how you go whitewater rafting and then play golf with three broken ribs.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
That's a tough one.
This one sucks. Chuck tweeted this in about an hour ago. Chuck Kelly, not Chuck D'Amico. His son was at a baseball tryout last July, and they were doing, I kind of don't like this, but they were thrown for velo, part of the tryout. Not just pitching, they were showing off who had the most velocity.
All right.
His humerus bone just broke mid-pitch.
What?
Yeah. Now, remember that happened to that guy? Was it Tim Saunders?
Yeah.
Not Tim Saunders.
No,
the call.
I know.
He pitched for the Rays. It happened to two players.
Yeah.
But he just pitched, and remember his arm just broke.
Yeah.
Like, that's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Yeah, he sent me the x-ray. There's just a crack, like, in his bone.
Damn.
Like, it's ridiculous. I got a lot of great ones on social media. There was one from our friend Christy Likes Beer. Here it is. Took her kids to the boardwalk. She was carrying a tray of waffles and ice cream to where they were sitting. She tripped and fell. Ice cream goes all over her. She feels pain, so she goes to the ER with the kids in the ambulance. She got 7 stitches in the knee. No ice cream.
Yeah, it sucks.
All these vacation stories.
The problem with the boardwalk is a lot of tripping at the boardwalk because you get the nail.
And people wear the flip-flops.
Exactly.
Just wear sneaks.
Exactly. The flip-flop gets caught on the nail. Boom, you're tripping.
Just go with the sneakers on the boardwalk at night. You're doing all that walking anyway.
I hear you.
Wear the flip-flops on the beach. Like, that's cool. But when you're on the boardwalk,
I agree. Sneakers.
Go with the sneakers.
Sneakers on the boardwalk. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to go.
Yeah. All right. Everybody sit tight. Still got an hour to hang together, sharing our war stories, helping tunas feel better. And you guys are doing a great job helping me feel better about the jogger who attacked me yesterday, or, you know, accosted me yesterday while I was with Massimo.
Stephen A?
And you just really? You know what? Might as well been.
He's anti-Sixers. You know?
Yeah. But the guy was like, the guy comes up to me, feels the need to stop jogging to tell me how I'm wrong about Harden. And now Harden will be an epic disaster.
Oh, you're having a nice day at the ballpark with your kid. That ain't right, man.
Right?
That ain't right.
Come on now. I just don't understand it, Chase. I don't get it. I don't understand these people. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll continue our fun conversation straight ahead. But let me tell you about Brunt Workwear, because if you guys are out there working hard, right, and you're outdoor, you're working in factory, working in warehouse, and you need good work clothes, this is where Brunt comes in, okay? And this is for the hardworking men and women of Philadelphia. Durable, functional, and comfortable workwear at a very comfortable price. That's the key. Brunt Workwear has grown crazy. Now, they started with the work boots, and they're a top seller. Brunt sells their incredibly comfortable and high-quality work boots directly to the working Americans that need them without any of the markup you get with other brands. No middleman. Check out Brunt's gear on their website, bruntworkwear.com. In fact, use code Philly. You'll get $10 off your first order. Brunt is also expanding into workwear. They have work pants now. They're incredible hoodies, comfortable hoodies, thick, right? Jackets. They're all designed from the ground up with real tradesmen and tradeswomen in mind. So here's the deal. They're loaded with technical features. They're really durable, but you get them at a good price. Key, man, I'm telling you. I don't mean to be blunt, but if you want the best at a great price, it's got to be Brunt. Brunt Workwear, the tools you wear.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Those guys are really the only ones that are playing. Get $10 back every Thursday in site credit. Win or lose with TNT Thursdays. It is the perfect way to turn a small bet into a big-time score. And win or lose, you're guaranteed to get $10 added to your account. New to FanDuel, just sign up with promo code FANATIC to make every moment more this NBA season. That's promo code FANATIC exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 and plus it. President PA. Bonus issues non-drawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
it's 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley.
And you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station.
Why, did you do the legal?
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, I had to get the bowley.
Yeah.
And then I said, I had to kind of dump out of the legal to do my live read there, so I didn't have the recording ready to go.
That's not a big deal. Listen, dude.
Beasley Media Group Station, man.
You got a plate coming out of your stomach. You know what I'm saying? Was any plate material still lodged in it?
No plate material.
Like ceramic. What was the material? Was it ceramic? What kind of plate was it?
Sure. Oh, dishwasher safe. Yeah, I don't know.
I
know it was one of the plates from the wedding gifts.
Was it China? Like a good plate?
No, I don't think so. But it was a nice, you know, they were nicer plates than what we had prior to our marriage. It was definitely a wedding gift. So whoever got that for us, I apologize. I broke two last night, and one went into my stomach.
And you were more mad that you broke the plate.
Yes, dude, I was, and I was more mad that I felt so bad. Christy had to be out of the house. You know, she was tired. She worked long, extra hours yesterday, and then she's up past midnight, which she shouldn't be right now. So I was more mad that she was up, that I broke the plate, than I was actually being hurt.
All right, here's a question.
Yeah, we got.
Of all the kitchen utensils.
Okay.
What have you the biggest affinity for? Like, is it the plate, the bowl? The mug?
Oh, I hate breaking a mug.
The glass?
I hate breaking a mug. The glass, like, we don't
have... What's your favorite go-to kitchen, you know?
It's the mugs, and I have two mugs.
Coffee mug or beer mug?
Coffee mug. I have the midweek mug, which is like the nice, normal size mug. But then on the weekend, I have like the bigger one.
Oh, yeah,
which,
sure.
You know, you need that sometimes on a Saturday morning or Sunday morning. So
I like the oversized mug.
If I break those, I would be pissed. The bowl, I was upset because she likes using, it's not like a bowl. It looks, it looks like a plate, but then it curves up. So it is a bowl, but it's almost like it's not that much different than a plate. And she likes using those because she likes kind of scooping her food along the side. And I broke those. So unfortunately it was the bowl that broke yesterday.
Yeah.
But I would hate breaking a mug. I'm a mugsman.
You're a mugs guy?
Yeah. I have the different mugs. I have a mug from a diner in Vermont that I used to go to all the time as a kid. I like collecting the mug.
I got my favorite glass.
The beer glass? Stein? Okay.
No. Steins are nice and all, but my favorite glass, I don't have a Stein. You know what's insane? That guy was the best. He sent us that care package. I never got the Stein.
Oh,
I got floating around over there, whatever. That guy was the best.
Yeah, he was nice.
Anyway, I had this football. The kids gave me this glass. It's the shape of a football.
That's awesome.
And it's a monster glass.
You probably want to throw it sometimes.
But it's a glass. But it's humongous. Humongous. And it's got, like, it holds. So on a weekend, I'll fill it all with ice, and I'll do a colossal gin and tonic.
Nice.
All right, because I don't do the beer. It probably holds, I think I did it one time, it holds three beers.
Wow. Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, it's a monster.
So we're talking 36 ounces?
Yeah, it's a big boy. It's a big boy glass.
You're going 36 ounce gin and tonic?
Yes. But I do, you know, it's all ice. It holds.
It's like the fishbowl almost.
Yes, I do. You know the little bottles of tonic?
Yeah. Yeah, little airplane bottles.
It'll do two of those tonics.
Okay.
And then I get the gin, and then I get fresh lemon, and that's, you know, it's a nice, item.
And you love your ice.
And that's my favorite, that's my favorite glass. Kids gave me that.
That's nice.
Yeah. We watch our shows, and that'll last me that gin and tonic will last me. You know, I might freshen it up later, but it usually lasts me 2 episodes.
Wow, really? 2 hours?
Oh, you know, at least 90 minutes.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? It's a big impressive one. It's a big boy.
It's impressive, man.
Let's go to Jason. You're on 97.5. Hello, Jace.
Oh, Anthony, long time, my brother.
What's happening, my brother? What's going on?
Oh, you know, I just had to give you a quick call. Tunis, can you please do me a favor? It's been forever since I've heard you play that wonderful song. Can you please play it?
Let's go.
I love you, Tunis. Hope you feel better, brother.
Thank you, Jason. I will survive.
No, yeah, of course. Always. You're a trooper. So I had to just ask it, like, what's your thoughts on, like, the buyout market for another big? Like, I know, like, yeah, when the playoffs come, like, what? I'm a little
we're going to find out.
A little thin there.
Yeah, I mean, the Willie Cauley Stein thing is a placeholder. Unless, you know, unless nobody shakes free. We'll find out soon. This is it. Next week.
This is probably the most exciting times. You know, I don't know if you had a chance to see this thing. It's called, something like Dr. J and Charles Barkley on NBA TV. It was him interviewing Doc. It was really great. And it just reminds me of that time, 83, which I was a little too young for that. You know,
Did you see the picture they had the other day? It was Doc, Iverson,
and Embiid.
Oh my God!
You gotta frame that.
Yeah, dude, like seriously, that was like my favorite. That was incredible.
That's one. That's a rare.
It was a great shot too. It was a great shot. That photo.
Now off of basketball, real quick. Did you ever check out that Many Saints in Newark?
I did. Yeah, I saw it.
I don't understand what's going on there. Can you give me a summation of what your thoughts were on that? I never heard you talk about that.
Yeah, it's a prequel. So, you know, it's trying to tell the story of that family, right? So you see Tony, and he cleaves to Uncle Junior and his other uncle and how it all works out. You know, I'll be honest with you, it was all right.
Did you like it?
I put it this way. I never went back to it. And I'll watch those things over and over and over again.
Right.
And it was a one and done for me.
All right. Well, I just wanted your thoughts. I never heard you talk about it.
It was okay. Yeah. Hey, listen, it was worth a night. You know, and that's how I looked at it.
Right. Well, listen, I mean, you know, they came out. I mean, you know, it gave you a little bit of entertainment for 2 hours, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, listen, it wasn't horrible, but it was watchable. Right. I feel like it wasn't great TV. That wasn't like a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. You know, they revived the whole thing with the Silverado EV during the commercial for the Super Bowl. I'm just hearing, you know, reminders.
No, it reminded me of the Breaking Bad movie.
Oh yeah,
it was the same thing. It was like, you know, it was decent. You know, I got into it and it was all right for a couple hours, but then that was that. Like, thanks, my brother. Appreciate it, Jason.
Yeah, I liked the movie. Show was obviously a million times better.
Right. But you at least got some closure.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You found out, you know, Jesse, you know, you had the whole Pinkman thing. It was interesting.
Yeah, I'd rather the closure than the prequel.
I like a prequel because I think it allows you to do many, many different things.
Whatever happened.
And the idea was a good idea, but, you know.
Have we heard any update on the Rocky? Weren't they making a prequel series?
I thought it would be incredible.
I mean, we would be locked in on it.
Are you kidding me? It was him. The story was Rocky, as an up-and-coming fighter, and how he gets derailed, and he starts working for Gazzo as a collector. Like, that would have been interesting to see. Philadelphia in late 60s.
Yeah, I mean, the latest thing I see on it was from December, but it was an opinionated thing. Like, there's no, like, news on...
Yeah, who knows? He's always trying to get a buck. You know, sly.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out. Brian sends it a freak injury.
What happened to Brian?
And I respect it. Junior year of high school, he tried to imitate the Vince Carter honey dip dunk, where he puts the entire arm in the basket. Oh, during the slam dunk contest, he did it on a pull-up bar on a bedroom doorway, and his arm got stuck on the way down, and it broke his arm.
Wow, I do respect that.
I respect him trying to do the Carter dunk.
Yes!
It just
That's a great story.
It just unfortunately didn't work out for him.
That's actually a great story. Like, listen, I give him props for getting hurt that way. You know what I mean? Let me try to do the Vince Carter dunk.
Jamal checks in. Who's our Jamal? Man Jamal Hutchinson.
Oh, the Hutch? What's he say?
As a kid, we were lighting fires in a guy's garage. And he shut the door on his hands.
Oh.
He had to get stitches because his fingers were split open. Oh, God. Why are you lighting fires in the guy's garage?
Yeah, there's a little pyro action going on. The fingers in a door.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a bad one, dude. That's one you...
Car door.
Oh. Yeah.
See, I don't mess around with the hands, man. It freaks me out.
Yeah, especially you. Yeah. I mean, that's rough. That's a bad one. And, you know, the nails are always
bad.
Yeah,
that's gross, man.
You know? Like, how many times I've had a couple punctures, like doing the, I remember we were playing something in the basement, and there was a nail on the wall, and, you know, I got impaled by the nail.
Oh, God.
But, you know, you're up against it. It was like the old paneling. And I hit the wall. And, you know, the nail sticks out, boom, stabs you.
Yeah.
You know.
That's terrible. The Fink follows up with the guy in the ribs story.
Yes. What does the Fink say?
He goes, I broke some ribs the first time in September, and I couldn't even get the fridge open without yelling. There's no way you're swinging a golf club.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I
had a bruised.
I know.
Man, I had a bruised rib 2 years ago. I got hit by a pitch in my son. You know, yeah. Guy was throwing heat, bruised rib, all this kind of stuff. And, like, I sneezed. And I remember being like, oh, it's the worst feeling in the world.
Oh, yeah, no,
it was
no good.
A bruised rib.
Yeah, no good.
Not broken.
Yeah, listen.
You know. White water rafting, you know how that, you're bouncing all over the place.
Dude, here's what, you want to know my take on this stuff? People call up with their stories.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I mean, I think 99% are true. They really happen. Now, you get some might be embellished a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I know 50 years from now when I tell this story, I'll say that blood was on the walls.
Right, like, whatever. Things get, that's just human nature, right? You embellish a little bit, whatever. Yeah. Fine, I take it at face value. All right, whatever. Now, but that dude was an older guy. What's his motive to lie? That's how I lie. That's why I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
You got no benefit. Well, why would he lie? Like, you record a show to lie about the... You fell off a horse, and you broke ribs, and then you went and played golf and whitewater rafted?
Maybe then chuckles with his boys at the bar later today.
Well, that's, you know what I'm saying.
Who knows? Sean, here's another. This sucks. And I've heard this before, Ant. This is not the first time I've heard a story like this. He was 10 years old, and he was eating bacon.
Okay.
And one of the bits was so hard, it completely shattered his tooth.
What?
I've heard that before. You can get like somehow on a piece of bacon, like you got a sweet spot, and it chips. Like, I've heard of people who have had their teeth chipped from a piece of bacon.
Yeah?
And I've never heard a completely shattered tooth. But yeah, I've heard it. You ever eat bacon? There's that one like real tough piece.
That, well, you don't know how I eat my bacon.
Oh, you go? Are you a flappy bacon guy?
Yeah, okay. I like it. I like it. Yeah, floppy. I don't like it hard. I don't like it. Burnt.
I got you.
I like it rare.
Here's another one. Now this isn't freak. This is you're dumb, but you're probably kids.
What you got?
I hope you were just kids. Knowles checks in. A friend of mine and I were throwing lawn darts up in the air. And seeing how high we can throw them.
I've heard that story before.
And his hit him in the jaw.
In the jaw?
Yes.
Never the jaw. I heard foot, shoulder, jaw.
He said his friend threw it when he wasn't paying attention. And then he looked up and hit him in the jaw.
Oh, that's bad.
Come on, man.
Listen, you'd be surprised some of the stuff. Because you're not thinking, right? You're not like... You don't expect anything like that to happen, but stuff happens.
Yeah. How about, he hasn't checked in, but old friend 1H Mays. Remember the acorn incident a few years ago?
Without a doubt.
That's crazy. He's just walking down the side of a green.
Yes.
Slips on the acorn, and then, like, his ankle was bad.
Yes.
Like, surgery bad. There's some freak injuries, man. We had one guy that tweeted in.
Oh, my God. Listen to this story, dude.
Go ahead.
Gabriel says, I once bit into a Little Debbie's nutty, the nutty butter, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And there was a dime inside it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He said he almost broke his tooth.
Well, yeah.
He said he should have sued, but he was young. He spit it out and kept eating.
Probably should. I mean, here's the thing.
I can tell you, eat one of those Little Debbie's and there's a dime in there?
Here's my thing. How
does that happen?
How do you prove that? I've always wondered that stuff. Like, oh, like I remember a few years ago,
yeah.
A guy sued Monster Energy.
Okay.
Because when he finished drinking his drink, it was still heavy because there was a dead mouse inside the can. And so he ripped off the top of the can to take the photo of it. But if I'm
That's one of the most heinous things I've ever heard.
But if I'm a lawyer for Monster, I go, how can you prove that you didn't chop off the can, put a mouse in it, take the photo? Like, I think you're always in a tough spot if you're trying to win these lawsuits. Because if I'm Nutter Butter, I go, you probably just put the dime in there.
I guess. I'm
trying to make a dime, you know?
You know. I hear you.
I got one more for you from another Sean. He was training for a marathon. Okay, he trained for a marathon, and he was running his first one, and he ran past a baseball field, and a ball rolled out into the street, and he stepped on it, sprained his ankle so bad that he couldn't finish the race. But imagine that. You're just running, and listen, I did the half. You're not paying attention.
Right, you're running a ball.
Especially after a certain amount of miles.
That's a tough one.
And then you just step on a baseball that comes out of nowhere.
That's a tough one.
That sucks.
Yeah, Mikey missed a good call here. The long dart story.
Okay.
You know, I have a thing about you must be alert.
Yeah.
We used to play the game, you must be alert.
Okay.
You know, I told you that game.
No.
One guy's got a ball. All the other guys are hanging, is like sitting around. And
you're allowed to peg it whenever.
Yes.
Mikey Miss has done that around the office, too. Always be ready, he says.
Right, but he does that off of my you must be alert.
Okay.
Because that's the game we used to play. I told Mikey Miss, he liked that story. And so he incorporated it too. We would play you must be alert. And so I'd be looking, see, I'm looking at you. And there's Connor. You know, or I'm looking over here and I pegged the chewiness. Right? But if you don't catch it, you get hit.
You get drilled, yeah.
Now, if you catch it, you get to be the guy throwing the ball. That's how a game works.
And if you don't catch it, you get drilled. You don't get to throw the ball next.
No, you gotta sit down. You got to stay down and you know, you must be alert.
This is an actual game.
Yes.
Oh, you're not saying you're palling around with your boys drinking beers and then you're just pelting them with something. That's what I thought you were going to. You probably did that, too, but...
Yeah, and you must be alert.
Yeah.
It's a fun game.
Yeah,
Zach in Ventnor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Zachariah.
What's Buzz? How you guys doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Not too much. My lunch period is a little different today. I was like, oh, I want to call in, see what's up. I don't usually get to call in during the school day. Hey, but when you said that Stephen A. stuff, it really bothers me.
I know.
Him specifically, because he's the guy who worked in Philadelphia. We don't have a lot of national guys. You're supposed to be one of us, and you're not. And it's like, come on.
Listen, Stephen A. He's from New York. He's a New York guy. He just happened to work for the Inquirer. And he lives in South Jersey.
The whole old tired story, man. I can't stand it. But I am pumped for James Harden Day, dude. I was at Game 7 last year when they lost, and it really sucks. This whole season's been great, just watching them come together and screw Ben Simmons, and I just cannot wait for Harden to drop so many points in his first game. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I think he's going to play like a really good floor game, and I bet you his assist, his assist total will be up game one.
You said over on the assists, right?
Yes.
I think
he'll drop dimes. I think he's going to show everybody, look, I'm going to make you guys better. Tobias scores in the 20s.
Me and my buddies are trying to get back to a game once he starts playing. Actually, last year at Game 7, we started to play the song chant outside the stadium. It was pretty great.
Oh, did you really? That's awesome.
We got to play the
fantastic
song chant going. But I got an injury story for you. I was a little kid. I was outside playing. You know, like the front steps that have the pole on it? It's just the one step in the pole.
Yeah.
So I'm hanging on the pole. My dad comes up. He had just gotten done mowing the lawn. He goes back to do some more lawn work. And I slipped off the pole, and I went to brace my. I didn't know the top of the lawnmower was hot. I was like 5, and I still got the burn scar on my arm.
Oh, dude, that's tough.
So, and the crazy thing was later that year, this happened to my father. He was trying to pry frozen hamburgers apart, and the butter knife slipped and went through his hand.
Yeah, you know, I've done something not like that. That's a tough one, brother. That's good stuff, Zach. That's good, bad injuries. That's good stuff. You know, you get the butter knife through your hand. I mean, how many times did you try to do something with a knife?
This past summer.
Could be a hamburger, could be the hamburger patties, or could be anything.
The week before our championship game, my Sunday league,
right.
Like we had the off Sunday, so I had all the boys over. And it was a mess, right? We had a lot of fun.
Sure.
And I had the good idea of, all right, I'm going to grill for you guys. So I bought the burgers, you know, earlier in the day before the party started. And then when I'm whacked, it's time for me to start grilling. Same thing, burgers are stuck together. My dumb ass started using the grill spatula because it has those like sharp edges on the side that you can kind of cut stuff with.
Yes,
so
yes.
So I tried peeling across the, you know, the frozen patties across off of each other. And when one time it went through and sliced my hand open, but I just kept grilling, man. I felt no pain at that point.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
It wasn't bad. Like, I was bleeding, but it wasn't like, oh my God, gotta go to the hospital.
Yeah, you gotta man up in that situation.
Listen, guys were hungry.
Exactly.
I could not let them down.
You gotta man up, dude. You know, you got a bunch of drunken dudes looking for burgers.
Those burgers were good, too.
Yeah, you did the right thing.
Damn right. Yeah, I powered through, man. Come on.
Sure you did. I knew you would do that. All right. Let's do this. Quick TO. We come right back. And we're just going to talk to all of our friends. Because you guys are coming out with fun stuff today.
Great stuff, guys.
Great stories of maiming.
I do appreciate the people.
I'll be honest with you.
Listen, I had a tough night last
night. I am highly entertained by them. I'll be honest with you. And the bottom line is, you getting stabbed by a plate was not in vain.
No.
It sparked a great conversation. See that? All right, all these lawn issues. Oh, my Lord. Makes me go, sheesh. Thankfully, Natural Lawn is going to give you a good lawn. All right? The top-notch lawn care service. Look, doesn't it make sense to hire a company that provides better results and is safer for your family and pets? Right? Seriously. There's no accidents here. Natural Lawn of America, the number one lawn care company around, has been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, with fewer weeds since 1987. Natural Lawn isn't your cookie cutter lawn care service. Their certified specialists tailor their applications to your lawn's specific need. This unique approach has reduced pesticide use by 85%, creating a safer lawn for your family and pets to enjoy. See that? Now, I love this company because they're locally owned and family operated right here in the Delaware Valley. Stop compromising your safety with other lawn care outfits. It's time to get the results that you want, really the peace of mind you deserve. Take advantage of Natural Lawn's limited time offer, free seating every year, all right? Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and you will get free seating every year. So just call them, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 1-800-FREESEED. That's Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Delaware Valley. I feel Trunis.
Strong.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, man. I was
now,
already
could
asked.
Could you play golf right now like that dude with the broken ribs?
I would be able to without pain, but I would be worried that these stitches would come undone.
They'll pop, yeah.
Less than 24 hours after I got them. But pain-wise, I'm fine. Like, the only time it hurts is if I bend down. Because it's right where the stomach rolls up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, if I have to bend down and tie my shoe, I go, ooh, that hurts. I'm fine.
You're like Benny Blanco from the Bronx, Gus.
Is that right?
We got Carlito.
Now, a lot of questions coming in. Our man Alfie asked, what's my status for knockout on March the 2nd? I should be good. March the 2nd, that's you know.
Yeah,
I got time.
No, you're fine.
I got time, man.
I got a couple stories for you.
What do you got? All right.
This one's unbelievable, right? So, Brendan, 2 years ago at halftime, Eagles-Bengals, we went out tossing the football on my buddy's deck. I go for the ball. I fly off his deck. I break the L1 and L2 in my back.
Oh my God.
And three ribs. I caught the ball, crawled into his living room, finished the end of the game before I go to the ER, and the beer helped.
That's a Go Birds story right there, man.
Yeah, that's Go Birds.
That's total Go Birds.
Yeah, it's Go Birds. Go Birds.
It's like the Super Bowl parade. People were falling off.
Yeah.
In all kinds of areas. But they got up.
You got to stay. How about this is a tough one. Poor Jesse. He's getting ready for football season. He's at his buddy's house. They're hanging out. He doesn't realize that his buddy had dug a hole. He turns and walks and steps into the hole. And he blew his knee out.
My apologies. I feel very sorry for him. He just dug a hole.
His buddy dug the hole.
He just dug a hole.
And he stepped in it. Because, you know, if you don't see the hole, like on the beach, you got to pay attention.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this wasn't on the beach, though. This is just...
Who goes? I don't know. His buddy dug in his yard.
Who goes?
And Jesse couldn't see it.
Yeah, I'm going to go dig a hole out back today.
Who knows? I don't know.
Well, listen, maybe it's the garden. He's digging the hole, put a plant in. But did he just... Like a dog?
No, I think they were kids. You know, no, they were kids, though. They were kids. They dug the hole. He didn't dig the hole. His buddy dug the hole. He was in his house.
Is he hiding a bone? Like, what is it?
I don't know, bro.
A weird move.
Listen, I get you. Let me get Stan up here. Stan always makes you feel good. Stanley?
What's going on, cuz? What's going on?
How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling great. Listen, man, don't let that jogger get to you, brother. Come on, you better than that.
I know. Ruined my whole day.
Listen. You got to. I deal with stuff like that almost on a daily basis. First of all, my uncle. You know, I love my uncle, but he's one of the most Negadelphian people I've ever met. Man,
is like, he really?
Yeah. Like yeah. Before they got, I told him before. I said the Sixers got their eyes on Harden. He was like, I don't really like Harden. He's too old. What he wanted was he wanted Bradley Beal, right? And I told him like. Well, either way, no matter who we get, you're not going to be happy anyway. And he goes, oh, no, I thought he's younger. I was like, it didn't matter because when we made the deal for Jimmy Butler, you know, he said beforehand, I like Jimmy Butler. We got him. Oh, I don't know if Jimmy can hold out. But you just said you wanted him. So, you know, you're going to deal with guys like that. They don't want to get too excited because they feel like if they get hyped, you know, if it doesn't work out, they're going to be down. You know, it happens all the time.
You know what's amazing, Stan? You go, like, seriously? And by the way, he was jogging like in a golf shirt. Like, dude, you know.
Who does in a golf shirt? That's a little odd.
I think so, too. See, I automatically.
Oh, I'm shutting off your opinion then.
Right.
You're talking to me. You're jogging in a
You know what's funny?
Talking about this.
Yes.
Like, no, I'm good.
Exactly. You know what's funny? Because I do the same thing. If I see, you go, that guy's not a sportsman. Like,
absolutely not.
Right? Like, when you see certain things like that, and then, like, the, you know, you already have the people give the score backwards.
Yeah,
come on, man. Like, that's not, like, you lose credibility in my eyes. You do that.
That's why I'm like, yo, I'm with my kid. You know, I'll talk to you later because I'm not. Yeah, we're not doing that. But real quick, I got two kind of crazy situations here. The first one happened. This was with me. I was playing basketball, and the reason why I thought it was odd is because I don't know anybody else has done this. I'm coming down the court, and you know, AI is my favorite player of all time.
Right.
I wanted to play like him when I was younger. It wasn't until after these injuries that I was like, all right, let me change my game, and I've been better off since. But I tried to do the crossover, man. I did the crossover, you know, the one that he did to Jordan, basically. I'm coming down, guy tried to step in, so I tried to do the crossover, dislocated my shoulder.
Oh!
Comes right out. It was out for like 3 hours. Come to find out, I tore my labrum.
Oh, did you really?
That was something that, it was funny. My cousin used to always, you know, bust my stones about it because I used to play football. And he's like, see, you never got hurt playing football. Stop playing ball, man. Stop playing basketball. So, but the other one was my girl, man. This Christmas dinner, and it was me, her mom's at her mom's crib, my aunt, my mom, my kids, and everything. So we all having dinner, whatever. And my kids got to open up a gift. So I'm trying to cut it open with my pocket knife. And I'm having like a little debate with my aunt about something. And you know, when you're not paying attention. Yeah. But what happened was I knew that because my focus wasn't 100% on this, I had to chill. So I wasn't actually cutting that with force. I was kind of letting the blade just kind of do its thing slowly. So my girl was like, yo, let me get that off you because you're making me nervous. I think you're going to cut yourself. And I'm like, yo, I got it. She's like, no. Let me get it. So I'm like, all right, bet. So I turn around and I'm talking to my aunt and then I just hear like a gasp. and then I turn around, and this girl got the blade in her arm.
Oh, my God, what?
Leaking. And I'm looking at her like, what the hell just happened to you? Like, it was really ridiculous. Now, my sister who was there, she's a doctor, so she helped, you know, kind of put pressure on it, and I took it to the hospital. It wasn't as bad as we thought. It was just, you know, sometimes, for whatever, you just gush a lot of blood. But it wasn't as bad. She got the stitches, and now I get at her all the time. Anytime she has any,
how did it happen?
I don't know. Like, I turned my back, and when I asked her, she said that she was trying to cut through the same part, and she put all this force in it. And the way she was holding it, she had the knife in her right arm.
Oh my God, seeing that
left, yeah, and then just cut through it.
Oh man,
and stabbed herself. Thank I was you, like, buddy. I had it under control.
I know. Thank you, buddy. That's Stan. That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. Oof. Any piercing like that.
Yeah, piercings aren't fun.
You know, as you came to find out,
you know what's crazy? I was talking to Bob this morning because Bob, at one point, he had something that he got his head gashed when he was younger. It's wild that the numbing before they stitch hurt more than the actual incident because they're going right into your bare flesh.
Yeah.
With the numbing needle. That hurt more than the actual impalement.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
By the way, the hole got, the Jesse's hole,
I told you that.
It was his dog.
Oh, okay.
His buddy's dog. You're right. The dog dug the hole.
I was like, what's he doing?
Yeah.
Digging holes in the back.
I don't know.
Listen.
What do I know, man?
I respect the yard, you know?
All right. I want to rock mine. Anyway.
No, you do.
You know, Jamie, the bro, has had the worst freak injury when he was young. It's a horrible story.
Oh, yeah, I remember. That's the pull.
The butt.
Yeah.
He got his butt cheek stuck in that, like, the whirlpool.
Yeah.
Almost drowned.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
That's a horrible story.
Awful.
It just got lodged in, sucked him in. That's a terrible story.
Yeah, no, that's awful. Yeah, he could have died.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Where we at? Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Aaron?
What's up, man? Ups, man, checking out.
Ups, man.
So, listen, I got a couple stories for you. But first of all, let's Man, forget that guy, man.
He, oh, the jogger?
Yeah. Forget that dude, man. Hey, listen. Harden gives us the best chance to win. That's all we can ask for at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's rock out, see what he do, and just be excited. Now, I got a couple stories for you. So I'm a young bull, right? Just got my brand new Super Soaker 200, you know, with the double pump action and everything. Right. Summertime.
Double pump.
You know, yep. So, I'm chilling with the folks, you know. We about to go out back, shoot some water guns. I'm the last one to cross the street. I cross the street, get onto the curb, and I look down at my knee, and my knee is sliced up. I'm like, how the hell did that happen? So I turn around and look, and I got sliced up by this car that was parked, and the license plate was sticking out in the front.
Yeah. Got bent out. Yeah.
Yep. I'm just like, I was so upset, man, because nobody saw me get hurt or anything. By the time I realized, everybody had turned the corner, and I had to go back to the house and go to the hospital.
You got sliced bad.
Yeah, I got sliced bad, man. 7 stitches. My first time ever getting stitches.
Plus, it's dirty. Like, you got to be careful. Cut like that gets infected.
Yeah. So this story piggybacks off of the dog story that I heard earlier, right? So, you know what I do. I'm a UPS man.
Yeah.
I'm walking down this long driveway with this big-ass rug, this long throw rug, right? I'm carrying it on my shoulder. So I get down to the driveway. I'm like, all right, I'm going to put it down by the garage. I put the rug down by the garage, and I see this big dog just pop out of nowhere, right? He doesn't see me. I'm like, oh, man, what to do? Soon he sees me, he goes ballistic, right? So I got the rug between me and him. I got the rug between my legs. So he's trying to get around the rug. So he go left, I go left. He go right, I go right, right? So now he getting frustrated. He start biting on the rug. Arr! He start grabbing the rug, right? So then the guy comes out and says, oh, I'm sorry. He's okay. What do you mean he's okay?
Yeah, yeah, same thing when the dog jumped me down. She don't mean no harm. She pinned me to the ground.
Dude, he was killing this rug. If I didn't have this rug between me and him, I don't know what would have happened.
Right.
It's
all right.
I'm like, man, I swear to God, these people and these dogs.
Man, yeah, man.
It's crazy. And then the guy that just got off the phone, right, he said that his cousin was busting his stalls about not getting hurt playing football. And it just made me think, I played 15 years of semi-pro ball and never got hurt. My only injury was a dislocated pinky.
Wow, Ups, man, that's strong, Ups, man. Strong. You're right about the dog people, though.
Yeah, like, listen, my dog.
Like, you got a dog, and your dog is prone to attack.
Yeah, you got to know that.
Come on, man.
See, my dog gets really excited, right? But she, it's a guarantee. I've trained her to do a lot of things. I could not stop her from jumping on people. So I know if there's a little kid around, I hold the dog to make sure the dog doesn't run over and put the paws up on the kid and accidentally knock the kid over. But there are people that are just, like, oblivious to it.
Yeah, I know. Gucci's like that, too.
Yeah, it's not to be mean. It's out of love and excitement. But there are some dogs that are, like, you know, nasty.
Like, the Gucci is a sweetheart. But he's not, you know, he could just jump up on you, and it's not good, right? So we have to, but you're right. These dog owners that go, they're not like that. He's not like.
You don't know.
Right.
Now, I think. When we first started Morning Thoughts last year, I may have actually did this one as a morning thought because I was driving into work one day. I was on Main Street in Manioc, and there's two people walking the dog. One's going this way, one's going that way. And when I'm walking my dog, just because I know my dog gets really excited, I try to cross the street to try to avoid any, you know, if there's another dog. It's this little dog and a big dog. And as soon as they got within like a foot of each other, the big dog took a snap at the little dog. It was a nice day outside, the windows down. I heard screaming. And I'm like, listen, if you know your dog's going to do that, or if there's a chance that your dog's going to do that, you got to turn around or something.
Yeah.
I mean, the other dog was like a little, it was one of these little ones.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's a shame then. You know what I mean? No, I agree.
Whoa. Yeah, you gotta know better.
I'm with you, man. I don't even understand it. Be honest with me. Like, you gotta have a little respect.
Yes.
You're right. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mike.
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's going on, Michael?
Hey, glad to hear you're all right, Andrew. That's crazy, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wanted to call yesterday, man. Listen, you got to, no matter what happens, stick through it. Peaky Blinders is a good one. You're going to really like it. I'm telling you.
I'm already hooked.
Oh,
We watched, tell me, I watched 6 episodes already. We love it. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll get slow for a couple episodes, but
I don't mind slow. I don't need stuff to happen every day. I love the character. I love the period.
Great characters come
yeah.
up, man.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Real quick, so you know the Patriots fan wife, right? Me and her one night from a long day of drinking, right? So we're pretty hammered and we're at the house. The kids are at their grandparents. You know, we're arguing, we're bickering, you know, just to get on each other's skin, like she's like she wouldn't stop, right? So I gotta go to bed. And she comes in, she's still bickering. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to the couch. So I go to the couch. She follows me to the couch. She's laying on the couch. She's bickering on the couch. She gets up to go to the bathroom, and she kind of pushes her ottoman out, right, so she can get off the couch. She goes to the bathroom. She comes back. It's pitch dark. She must have forgot she kicked the ottoman. She trips over it and smacks her face in the arm of the couch and just lays on the ground like, ugh.
No!
I'm laughing so hard because it was just so hard. Dude, I'm laughing because we were fighting. So it's like, and she wasn't seriously hurt, right? She
had right.
It was embarrassing. And it was like, it just ended that argument. We laughed about it still.
It's awesome.
Oh, dude, yeah. It was so funny, man. But anyway.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Shagunas, play the song!
Play the song for Mike! Nice. Let me get Sean up here. Sean! What's happening, Sean?
I know I'm going to be up against time, so I'm going to call you tomorrow and tell you the story. But listen, real quick, that guy that came in the job with the polo on,
yeah,
dude, he's trying to infiltrate the line. He's from up in Brooklyn, dude. Keep your eye out. You need to see General T.Y. out there.
You think so? He could be.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll call you tomorrow. I got something to tell you. I got something.
All right. I look forward to it, Sean. You got it, buddy.
I got two more on Twitter. Now, Stevie checks in. He sent this one earlier, 10:40 he sent it. In the middle of the night, he had to pee so bad, he ran up his steps and tripped and broke 2 toes.
Oh, the toe. Breaking the toe.
I broke my same big toe 3 times now.
Oh, that's tough.
But the pain.
That's a pain. That's freaking, you stub your toe?
Oh, it's awful.
You want to kill somebody.
But the pain was so bad that he couldn't get up. And he had to use the bathroom real bad. So he unfortunately had to just...
What?
Soil himself, according to Stevie.
One or two?
One. Oh, he had to pee really bad. But yeah, he couldn't move.
Really?
Yeah. According to Stevie.
The broken toe?
Multiple broken toes.
Yeah.
Colin. Colin tweets.
I think I got a hop.
I got you. I would too. Colin, kind of what happened to me. So last April, he was carrying water glasses down the stairs. His son was asleep, so he's trying to be quiet down the stairs. He then slipped, fell, tried bracing himself, but the glass broke before, and he landed with his hands on the glass and lacerated a tendon on his right ring finger.
Oh, that's painful.
That's like me. I tried bracing my fall. Now, it wasn't my hand. It was my stomach. But
yeah, that's painful.
You know, he's trying to be quiet. He doesn't want to wake up the son. I'm sure the yell probably woke up his son.
Speaking of waking up the kids and the kids stuff, all right? Dude, I want to do you solid now.
Okay.
All right?
Please do.
So your little guy to be most likely at some point will like Legos.
Oh, yeah.
Because
worst pain, right?
Dude, these freaking Legos. Dude, when you step on those things barefoot, you want to kill somebody. Just say no to the Lego.
Have they come up? Oh, I might jot this down. Have they come up with like rubber Legos yet?
No, I don't. Dude, all I can tell you is that.
A little patent action.
They had the Legos. And I told you a couple times, more than a couple times.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, because first of all, there's 1,000 pieces. They never pick it all up. There's always stuff around.
Some are smaller. So you don't only see him as well.
Dude.
Bad.
You you will never, ever just say no to the Lego. It's a, it was mother fathers. They are the worst. Because, first of all, order toys, right? There's always little parts and there's always something.
Yeah, something's got to hurt.
That you're going to step on.
I imagine the Hot Wheel was a bad item to step on, too.
Yeah, but the Lego dudes are the worst. You feel it, too. That and to stub your toe is the worst
That's
pain.
That's an awful pain.
It is an awful pain. All right. So real quick, just to put a bow on this thing. So tomorrow, you're off tomorrow. You're going to recuperate. No. You're going to be in Cape May doing the baby moon.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I will be here in spirit, though, because I'm so fired up for James Harden's debut. So maybe I'll text in at some point to play the song.
I would love that. I would love that. But I want you to have a great time, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know what I mean? It'll be fun.
Yeah, looking forward
to it. And then, you know, again, look, it'll be great. You'll be away. And then you guys will go. You watch the game.
Yep.
It'll be a fun little ghetto respite for you. All right. Everybody, listen. You guys are sensational today, as always. Great stories. Made us all laugh. Thanks for telling the jogger to go bleep. All right. Have a great day. We love you. I'll see you later on from Cousins Corner. And stay tuned. Mikey Mist, the General, and Jen coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.